and welcome to episode 65 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. Once again, it didn't give you the option to record once you hit record, but...
I might because I'm recording it to the cloud.
Maybe. I'm surprised I didn't get to, a chance to save it directly.
Let me change something. Yeah, it's got to be because I'm recording it to the cloud.
Oh, well. A lot of stuff happened, I guess. I don't know. A lot of stuff, like, that's got a lot of Rittenhouse crap and a lot of COVID stuff. Obviously, Rittenhouse, that trial's ongoing. But.
Well, it's over now.
Oh, they did tie it up?
They're going to, the lawyers are going to do their closing statements on Monday. Mm. Everybody's rested. The defense and the prosecution have rested, so.
I thought, for some reason, I thought it wasn't quite done yet. When I said, well, we'll get to that stuff. Dean Stockwell's dead from Quantum Leap.
Yes. I grew up watching that show.
Okay, you were not growing up watching it, but the wife and I actually just recently binged watched that when when we found out we had it with some, I don't know, one of these programs you can buy, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like Hulu or something like that.
Right.
Or Paramount. I don't know. All I know is I can get like 99% of the stuff I want to watch by paying less than cable by simply getting these subscriptions. Mm-hmm. And I can take it with me anywhere I go, which is convenient. But yeah, Quantum Leap, that's a great show. I don't know anything else Dean Stockwell did, but he played Al, the hologram guy.
Yeah. He did a lot of Broadway stuff. And he did some stuff as a child actor, too, so.
Interesting. Oh, I thought he deserved a mention.
The
show is a quality show. And
yeah.
The first time I saw Scott Bakula, too, and he's been pretty busy.
Yeah, he's on one of the NCISs now.
Yeah, and he did a Star Trek, too, didn't he?
Yes.
That's pretty cool, I guess. Sorry, I was setting up my little soundproofer here. Did you hear about this metallurgist who's been certifying the steel for...
Well, you've talked about this previously.
Have I?
But now he actually came out and admitted to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
Hell yeah. These subs, the reason why the steel tests are done on subs... is to make sure they can withstand the depths.
Yeah, so they don't just crush.
Driving, yeah, exactly. If you got bad steel on it, people are going to die.
And all of a sudden, too. No, it's not like the cartoons when a bolt pops loose and water comes gushing. The whole thing just collapses all at once.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to charge someone with. I can't. There's got to be all sorts of fraud, but...
Yeah. Attempted manslaughter.
Yeah, I wonder what the government's pretty good at nailing people to the wall if they want to, for the most part, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Plea agreement about half steel foundry. Ooh, wow, 240. Jeez, Louise. From 85 through 2007, Thomas falsified the results of strength and toughness tests at least 240 productions of steel.
Well, that means they're going to have to go back and retest all these tests that he did on all these different subs.
Yeah, up to 10 years in prison and $1 million fine when she is sentenced.
She?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's.
He's going
incognito tonight.
Oh. Yeah, I just have to get my charger. I forgot.
You're backlit.
Yeah, her attorney said that she never intended to compromise the integrity of any material and is gratified that the government's testing does not suggest that the integrity was actually like compromised. But that's not the point at all. This is very important stuff.
Yeah.
And that is not a flattering angle, Ray.
You're gonna need to trim up your nose hairs.
There we go.
10 years. That doesn't sound, I don't know. How much is this going to cost now to go and do all this testing and possibly replace a half of our fleet of submarines?
Yeah, a lot.
I say fleet, but what, we have like 7 fleets of submarines, right?
Well, there's 7 fleets, but
there's not subs in each fleet.
I don't think there's not permanent subs in each fleet. And because they move around between the different fleets.
Yeah, but so doesn't.
Where's first fleet at?
Oh, geez, I couldn't tell you what pots what covered what anymore. But you know, ships, like I was gonna say, ships like aircraft carriers across the different fleets all the time.
Yeah, I don't think there's a first fleet. Yeah, I think the second fleet is West Coast.
First fleet might be the Atlantic Ocean.
I thought the third fleet was Atlantic Ocean.
It might be. I don't know. They all blur together over the years. You know
what
I mean?
There's no fourth fleet either. There's a fifth, sixth, and seventh, but there's no fourth.
You sure about that?
Well,
between three vets, we should have been prepared for this one. Not just vets, Navy vets. I crossed.
Let's get the Chinese all their secrets.
But, yeah, I mean, we circumnavigated the globe on the Carl Vinson. And I mean, we just crossed from one to the next to come back to do a dry dock and refuel that sucker. Dear God, the work that goes into a refueling a nuclear ship, dude.
Uh-huh.
I was working like 15, 18-hour days, 6 days a week for like 4 years until I had a seizure.
That slowed you down a little bit?
A little bit, but then once they said, all right, you're probably okay, they sent me right back out to sea, which I didn't have any more seizures until I got out, but... That's a whole conversation we can have another day when people want to talk about universal health care. I'll just bring up the VA as an example.
Yeah, there's no first fleet.
Huh. What did they used to be?
Well,
it was probably the Navy, and then they
second fleet is Virginia, East okay. Coast. Third fleet is West Coast all the way up to Hawaii. Fourth fleet is Southern Command.
Was that like Australia and stuff?
No, the Caribbean. South America. Fifth fleet is Bahrain.
The Middle East, yeah.
Sixth fleet is Europe. And then, of course, seventh fleet is Japan and Asia.
Yeah.
We're prepared.
Yeah, we're prepared. The internet's available. But that's a lot of submarines that have been possibly compromised here. I'm wondering what that's going to cost us as the taxpayer to go through and test all these subs. And not just that, how long are we going to have? How long is this going to take, you know? Oh my God, he's got multiple avatars now.
I'm going to have to because my laptop says I don't have enough
memory.
Yeah.
Now you need to get yourself an external hard drive.
Time to delete some of the fucking Republican stuff.
There's no Republican stuff.
Okay, whatever you call it, porno nowadays.
What?
No, it's fucking weird.
Well, I'm just saying it's going to take a long time to do this, and it's going to be very expensive to the taxpayer. Just to do all this testing, because you know they're not going to not test this after they just found out that there's been fraud in building these subs. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Granted, they've been working seaworthy, but none of them have collapsed so far anyway. But anyway. Speaking of the Navy, you see the Marine Corps is going to reinvent itself to reflect American society?
Yes. What does that mean?
Well, it specifically says they do not mean in a woke nature.
But
no, it actually sure specifically said like... that.
Sounds like it, though.
That's what I heard. That's when I read the headline. I was like, oh, my God. And I read it, and I was like, okay, it is woke, but they're not trying to do it to be woke. They're doing it for the reason of the more diverse viewpoints we can get to solve problems is the advantage of the Marine Corps. It's not their equipment. It's their ability to work together with different views and different ideas. And that makes sense. But the problem is the average Marine does not make decisions.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the ones you do make are usually in a specific field, just like the Navy, I'm sure. I'm sure it's just like the Navy when you only make a handful of decisions in reality. Someone way over your head makes these decisions.
Well, you give it like options, like, hey, we can do this. And whoever's on top is to make the final call.
Well, I mean, I worked in repair division. I got handed a list of here's what needs to be repaired. And it was up to me to go make it work. I didn't decide what to fix. I got to decide how it got fixed, which sometimes pissed off the guys who worked under me that, you know, I told them to go do it this way instead of the way they wanted to.
No, but like when I was a supervisor, I used to work in helicopters, so I had to look at all the helicopters, see what parts we got and what the priority and what could be done now. And I let them know, like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. Are you okay with it or not? If not, we can scrap that, do something else. You know, so it's a talk back and forth. But if you're not supervisor, you're going to make a call. E5 below, you maybe get an E4 to make calls, but rarely you're going to have somebody make a call like E5 and below.
Yeah, and if they are making a call, even as an E5, it's usually in an emergency situation too.
Yeah.
Because you have everything planned out in general months in advance before you get to most of this crap. Even at sea, you have a list of what has to get done to maintain the ship. Been decided months in advance, years in advance.
Yeah, helicopters, again, like the guy, it's everything's planned out beforehand. So it's like, I don't know what the fuck they talk about. And in the Marines, like when you go, if you gotta take something, you're gonna be like, hey, you won, what do you think? You know, like, no. The fucking higher ranks make the call and everybody else fucking follow suit.
Yeah, don't be the smart ass Marine who's gonna tell the guy, you know, the E6 that they're wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we all saw someone. I'm sure both of you fellas saw Navy guys do that before, sailors. Like, fresh new guys be like, well, I think this is a good idea to the E6 or the chief. And he's like,
okay.
And they tell you how salty they are.
If you got like a guy, I met guys, they're 25 years old, and the E6 back then. Then you got like an E4, you've been there for like 4 years. So, you know, in the Navy, it's like, okay, who will you take seriously? The E4, they got 4 years in, or the E6 just made it right out of fucking boot camp or something? You know, because I've seen a guy make an E5 in 2 years.
What, in 2 years?
Yeah, from E1 to E5.
That's actually pretty impressive.
It is impressive because...
From E1 to E5?
Yes.
All right, because I was never an E1, so I was thinking maybe he came in as an E3. You know?
He was really smart, like book smart, but not common sense smart.
Oh, yeah, I always hated.
So this guy, he made E1 to E2 in boot camp because he was really good with the test, so he just scored 100%. So he got promoted to E2.
100%?
Like 100%, like A plus every test, so they cannot deny him the E2. So he got promoted to E2. So he went to A school for it, and designated deck seaman. He aced all the tests. So guess what? He's an E3. So once you get to the fleet, you automatically can take the E4 exam. So he's been in boot camp for like 2 months. Okay, he goes into the fleet next month. Is an E6, E4 exam, he has to take it, according to the Navy.
You don't get to take the test right away.
No. He's an E3. He get paid for it, so he can take the E4 exam.
No, but there was a time and rate thing that you had to be in your rating so long before you could even take the test to advance.
Well, he passed the test, so he's allowed to take the test. So he took it, and he aced that test too. Now he's at E4. And once you ace the test, guess what? You get promoted right away. Well, he got like a whole year, and boom, E5 next time he took it.
Yeah, but I had to be in E4 for like 2 years, I think, before I was even allowed to take the E5 test.
Well, and that's you choose the rate, you choose the pay.
No, it's not even that. You took the test every time until you advanced, but I wasn't even allowed to take the test because you had to. That was just the way the Navy worked. Yeah. You had to have so much time in your pay grade before you could move up to the next pay grade.
No, like, and that's
now I can see you doing. I can see you making E5 in 2 years because, like I said, I went into boot camp because of my school. I came out in E3, and I got paid E3 the whole time. I could see you easily making E4 in your first one, and then taking the not even necessarily taking the test to E5, but I mean, you might even get a quick battlefield promotion, like something happens at sea. Yeah, I can easily see doing it in 2 years. E5 in 2 years is impressive.
Yeah. Then you get those new guys that make E5 out of school. They've been in for like 3 or 4 years. And every E5 is like an airman. Nuke rates.
I don't know if other raids did this, but that's top scorer in A school in each class got promoted a pay grade.
Yeah, that's what happened with that guy.
Okay.
Yeah, so he, like after school, he was good taking tests, but no common sense.
I see most of my stuff was hands-on. Like during that testing, it's like, here's an actual copper nickel pipe and a rod of silver. Go get that torch and fuse these together, you know? Which sucks because I scored second. I did pretty good. But the dude who did end up getting the pay grade advancement out of that ended up getting kicked out of the Navy. Oh, well.
But anyways, yeah, moving on.
Yeah. What's up with this? I mean, I guess I can understand how Obama might have confused Scotland and Ireland if he wasn't thinking things through. But it is a little bit of a blunder. You think you'd do a little more digging before you said something goofy in front of the entire world at the, the climate thing?
Yeah, at the climate thing,
I don't know. I it's an easy mistake to make, but
you're a world leader. I mean, you should be. He should know that kind of stuff better. And it's not him that even did it. It's the speechwriters.
Exactly. And you think before you'd use a term like that, you would have. I don't know. Had to be embarrassing, though, huh?
Oh yeah, makes us look like idiots.
Well, we got Biden in charge, and we had Trump before that.
I rest my case.
Yeah. Exactly. Whatever. I don't have much to say about the Obama thing. What you got more to say?
No, we missed a topic at the very beginning.
Yeah, I don't know if I gave a... This is an interesting thing. These two teenagers got into a scuffle, and one of them intimidated the other one by showing him his gun at like a high school football game.
Uh-huh.
So the other kid went and got his gun, and they fired at each other. Now, there was a police officer on site, and when the police officer returned fire, he killed a bystander.
Right.
Those two teenagers that started the fight are being charged with that girl's murder.
Because they initiated it all?
Because they set everything in motion. And I understand the logic behind that, but that police officer is the person who shot that child.
Yeah.
Not those teenagers. I don't know where I stand on this. I think we have to have certain laws in place, but at the same time, I don't think you should be allowed to be convicted of a crime you literally did not commit.
Yeah.
Out of the principle. I just don't like that idea. That sounds Orwellian. Mm-hmm. Minority Report-ish, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What did you read any of that? Did you see anything about that?
No, it didn't make news down here.
Yeah, well, it didn't make news here. I kind of go find stuff. And I find the more stuff I find on my own that's unusual like this, the more stuff like that gets suggested in my the programming I have that I use to find my different news sources.
Yeah.
Which is not Google, by the way. I think Bing is pretty good, though, actually. It's pretty convenient. It brings up a lot of stuff from different sources when you just open a website. Not Bing. But yeah, Microsoft, whatever it is. Whatever.
I think we talked about this before, didn't we?
The Kaepernick thing?
Yeah.
We talked about him comparing being an NFL football player with the slave trade.
Oh, okay. All right. And this is his latest thing where he's calling out French Prince, all the black characters. Yeah.
Yeah. And
then we talk about like how you join the military, you have to show your asshole to everybody.
Okay, we weren't talking about the slave trade pod thing, though. We were talking about how he was making fun of the white person with black skin, like Carlton Banks.
He was comparing, you know how they have to get a physical, and you have to make sure what's your wingspan as an NFL player, what's the highest you can jump, you know, to do that with a slave. So he was comparing that, to the NFL. Like, well, and he was talking about how degraded that is. Like, well, if you don't know what is degraded, trying to join the military and this shit to make you do, to make sure you're physically able to join the military.
Yeah, they looked in all sorts of places.
Oh, yeah, to make you do the dock walk.
Yeah, to make sure that your butthole wouldn't fall out and stuff.
And I had a female friend that told me, like, yeah, she went to do the dock walk, but nobody told her to not wear a thong. So she had to do that.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. So. And that physical getting out is the same thing again.
Yep. But so anyway, this is about him making a reference to the Carlton Banks character, how he's like basically a white person with black skin. And he's talking about whiteness and he goes off how he sold out and everything like that, a bunch of sellouts. Like he didn't use Larry Elder as an example, but that's pretty much the person he was talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And the best part is he used Carlton Banks as an example. There was an episode of Fresh Prince where Carlton Banks actually addressed this directly, saying how he didn't sell out because he likes to wear nice clothes and he's respectful and can speak proper English. You know, he doesn't have to be part of their fraternity or whatever. And I thought it was hilarious. It's like, oh man, it's like, if you're going to make a reference like that, at least know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The guy's just a boob. He's making a ton of money doing it, though, so good on him. Maybe he's figured something out.
Race baiting? Of course. There's money in that.
Yeah, but why?
He what else?
Al Sharpton created the industry.
Oh.
I mean, can you name any other thing he could be doing right now?
He could be doing a football camp, quarterback camp for high school kids, college students. That could make him a decent amount of money.
Not anymore after what all he went through.
What? Anymore. He's got PTSD from this now?
No, just saying, like, the way he was acting towards everything, you know, like, why people want to create drama? Like, why do they want to bring a drama queen towards it?
Yeah, he doesn't really want to be hired either.
Well, if it's like the slave trade, why did you try out and try so hard to make the team and then sign a contract for millions of dollars if it's slavery?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to hand me $34 million? I will sign myself into slavery. If that's what slavery is, getting to play a professional sport and get, you know what I mean? And get paid millions of dollars to do it.
Yeah.
Do something you like, you know.
That's something you love. That's a childhood dream, dude. That's a dream come true that never happens for anyone. How few people get to play professional sports, you know?
Well, look at how many people are on each team, you know, just in football alone. Maybe 50 people to the team.
Depending, I don't know what the limit is, but that it could be 50. I could see that happening, I guess. Because you'd be at least 22 guys no matter what.
Yeah, and you got a practice squad, you know.
Yeah, and there's obviously backups. You have a backup quarterback, obviously, and you got tight ends to change out so guys can rest. I can, geez, I wonder what the limit is. I never bothered to care.
No.
I just played. I never that was the coach.
You never went pro?
No. My high school football team sucked. I did get one receiving touchdown once, so that was pretty exciting.
You know, there was a player that in high school, it was horrible. And he became the most famous basketball player of all time.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Thank God you didn't say Kobe.
No, he was horrible in high school.
Oh, Kobe might. Kobe might come up. Is Kobe the dead one?
Yes.
Okay, I meant LeBron. I'm sorry. LeBron James. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm going to go into my little local pot thing here. I usually try to do. But it says Boston, but it was actually Dorchester, which is, I guess, may as well call Boston. 16-year-old girl, like, flipped out on the principal who had words with that girl's mother the night before. Uh-huh. Flipped out at her for about following her around and physically beat her unconscious.
Did she get in-school suspension?
Oh, no. I isn't it in-school? I'd be amazed if that was an in-school for knocking out the principal.
Oh, dude, that's fucking assault already in jail.
Oh, no. Yeah, but she got arrested. And because she also attacked the woman that was with the principal. But just to give you an idea of
this kid.
Give you an idea of where we're talking about here. Dorchester is where the Wahlbergs grew up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you see Five Brothers?
The movie, the Wahlberg with movie. Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, with Mark Wahlberg. And that is not technically, but it's Dorchester, that neighborhood. And it's just, it was a nasty, tough neighborhood for a very long time. City, anyway. It's still not the most awesome place to hang out, Jack, if you just got to go to party. But it's not as crime-ridden as it used to be. It used to be nasty.
Interesting.
Which is funny, because all the Wahlbergs grew up there, to include Donnie Wahlberg, that was New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
But Mark Wahlberg, that was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, came out of the same city.
Yeah, the other brother is a restaurant owner, so he's doing good for himself.
From what I understand, is all the brothers own a piece of the place, but the one brother owns most of it. The Wahlbergers.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one?
Not all of them initially went in on the business.
Not all of them did get in.
Well, I mean, they're probably all in now, but when they first started up, it was like Donnie, Mark, and the chef guy behind it all. So,
yeah,
those were like the three main investors.
Yeah, have you guys ever eaten at a Wahlburgers?
No. I have not.
It's not a bad burger. What kind of sucks is to pay homage to their heritage. It's government cheese on every burger. That's the only cheese you can get.
Okay.
It's not terrible, but you don't always want that crappy government cheese on your burger.
It's a delicate taste.
They're actually famous for their adult milkshakes. They got booze in their milkshakes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you have your burger and a milkshake, and you catch a buzz.
Nice. You need to take that down, that cheese.
Yeah, exactly. You need to counteract that nasty cheese. Oh, it's so greasy. The cheese is so greasy. But the burgers are pretty good. I've been several times myself. I made a point to go get one a couple times. We got some decent burgers around here, though. We got KKD's. Really good burgers. Yeah. We got some good pizza up here, too, but that's why I'm getting a little nervous with this urban expansion here, is that this local small culture stuff is going to disappear. Another thing here from Massachusetts, before we get into the meat and potatoes, this Holbrook. Holbrook is 25-minute drive from where I am.
Mm-hmm.
One of these town officials just stopped paying rent during the eviction moratorium.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you?
Because you're still owe that money, even if you're not paying it. But then when this, when the moratorium lifted, they moved out. And the guy's making plenty of money to do it. And he's been, he's, it's on the record. He owes his money. And he finally, he finally basically got called out on it. But he's an elected official making a decent amount of money who owes, I think it's something like $10,000 in back rent.
$10,000? I thought it was more than that, like a year and a half. Well,
oh, it might not have been the whole time.
I'm sorry.
I read this article like
It was only implied. It was supposed to be only for those people that lost a job, not for everybody to stop. You know.
Yeah, the idea was you couldn't kick me out while I was unemployed.
Yeah, and people just took advantage. Like everything else, people are gonna take advantage of it.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, but this is an elected official. At least they.
Even worse.
Well, exactly. But then when they got busted and called out, they said, "Okay, we'll pay all the back rent." You're right. But yeah, they just moved out, lived somewhere else, and I was like, "Holy crap, that's so dirty!" You know, that, these are the people.
It's a political move.
Not even political. It's just these are the people making the decisions for you, and these are the decisions that they. This is what they're doing. They're just dirty and shady. You know what I mean?
That's why people don't like politicians. Dude.
And one more thing in local news: Sutton is in the somewhat near me. Or I say that Massachusetts is not a huge state.
Everything's near you. I'm surprised you're not in Rhode Island.
Well,
is Rhode Island near to you?
I'm very close to Rhode Island.
Yes, he's
actually.
Very close.
In Connecticut.
Is close to you?
Rhode Island's a smaller state than Massachusetts, though.
It is. So is in Connecticut. Vermont is right. Well, Vermont's about an hour drive. New Hampshire's about an hour drive.
See, I tell you, everything close to him.
Well, the state stretched out east to west.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, this this high school team just had a couple of their students removed, not students, their athletes removed from the soccer team in the playoffs. These eighth graders or something like that, maybe seventh graders, I think it said, got these exemption waivers to be able to play on the varsity team.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they were good enough to play varsity in junior high. And once one of these teams in the playoffs got beat, they complained to the league saying it was supposed to be a temporary thing. And they technically it's accurate. These girls should not have been playing. Mm-hmm. But I think that part that we're glossing over is that a couple 13-year-olds were schooling 18-year-olds in how to play soccer. not like one of them scored two goals in the game that caused all this controversy. It's like this girl's 13 and she's schooling the seniors in high school on how to play soccer. And it's they complained to the league that they got beat by a kid.
It's like the professional female soccer got beat by 15-year-old boys, like you professional female soccer league. And like
I know what you're talking about, that's not really comparable.
No, but I'm saying, like, how you going to call yourself professional or be hired, like, at 17, you get beat up by a 13-year-old and on the game.
Yeah. And actually, I'm excited. I'm tempted to follow up on this and keep up on this and watch these girls' careers in soccer. I'm not even a soccer fan. But if these girls are that good this young, that they might be a big deal in soccer, and I want to get on the ground floor and invest. get the name of our show plastered on the back of their shirts they wear. that'd be awesome.
They're like a Formula One driver, a NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
I want the back, the entire shoulder.
Exactly. All right, so this guy, by the way, we talked about him last week. The guy that the truck driver that beat the Senate president. Did we even mention the guy's name?
Ed Durr.
Durr. The guy's name is Durr.
A truck driver who beat the second the Democratic president of the state of New Jersey. It was second in command, I guess, in New Jersey for the Democrat Party.
Well, he was in charge of the Senate.
He's what?
He was the president of the Senate. So he ran Senate. Well, he still is.
Well, for how much longer?
Till January.
For now, not for long.
So that means they got to vote for new president of the Senate.
They've already said who it's going to be. It's like the next Democrat in line for the place.
I'm sure they had something in place for all this.
Yeah.
But this is something that I think people need to realize, that you need to go vote.
Yeah.
If everyone goes out and votes, your guy could win. But for some reason, so many people just don't care to vote anymore. Even when
I don't think it matters, but we've seen
so many upsets.
These are coming down to, less than 1,000 votes. In Virginia, a few years ago, we had a seat won by a coin toss.
That's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because that's the rules.
After I know, recount, but can you imagine actually watching it happen? Tie,
then they flip a coin.
I know. Can you imagine the watch? Exactly. Like just watching this happen in front of you. Like, is this really our system? We're flipping a coin?
Yeah.
That seems impossible to have the exact same number of votes. That tells me that they're not counting the votes. They're just kind of estimating them. Because even if it came down to one vote, if they're counting it, they should know, right?
But yeah,
I'm making the example of why we shouldn't bother voting, because obviously they're not counting them.
No, but going back to New Jersey guy, a couple of days later, they found 12,000 votes somewhere. Like, whoa, like
for the governorship, for governor or for
around the area with the guy that just lost. They find 12,000 votes, and then she's like, hey, let's count it. Let's wait for the results. Like, dude, you guys are trying to do a duty. Right now, you just...
He did finally concede.
Yeah, he finally conceded, but it was just... I didn't like that shit. I hate it when they always come out with, like, hey, there's more votes in here. Like, well, what's the chain of custody, you know? Like, how are you going to have this vote not be counted or be accounted for, you know?
Uh-huh.
They're like, I don't know where it disappeared. Like, no, let's not count it. Let's see what we got now. It's crazy.
Well, that's the joke everyone made about the governorship, we all make the joke how they're going to find 20,000 ballots voting for them at 3 a.m. You know?
Well, you know what happened? The supply chain is backed up in California. That's why they couldn't get it done. With all the extra boats.
Speaking of supply chains, since we're going to deviate topics here for a second.
Yeah.
Why weren't we having any supply chain issues when President Trump was in office?
Because the transportation guy took 2 months off, 3 months off.
Oh, I don't believe that. That's not it. You know, I mean, he's just a figurehead. He doesn't do anything.
How long were we locked down under Trump?
Longer, like from March all the way up to
January.
Yeah. California is the one that took it harder than anybody else, too.
Well, then I'll tell you why we didn't see the supply crisis at the time, because channels were still moving, albeit slowly, but we had warehouses full of goods.
Okay.
And now we don't. That's my guess for only a couple months.
Okay.
But the longer this is going on, the fewer people are working anyway. And it all comes down to truck drivers. Once the truck drivers have had enough, nothing's getting anywhere. You know, we can run the ports 24/7. That's great. Now we got everything off the ships, and now it's sitting here in a giant pile with nowhere to go, and no one's taking the empty containers out. It all comes down to truck drivers.
Wait until the vaccine mandate goes to the truck drivers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how many times have I said it on this very show? Keep like 18 months of food in your house that can be kept in long-term storage, like canned goods. Keep bars of silver, have a generator. Don't rely on anyone else to make sure that your family's going to survive the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, just the same reason why you should own a gun. Don't rely on the police showing up in time that your family survives the night.
No, don't do that. What California LAPD tell you to do, just give up to the, just hand it whatever you got.
Well, if someone's got the drop on me and they got a gun to my head and they want my wallet, they're getting my fucking wallet. Okay. I'm not going for my gun at that point. that'd be stupid, right?
Right.
You're going to get my wallet. No problem, buddy. No problem. Yeah, here, you have my phone too. Here's my keys. You know, my that's my car right there. But if we're going to get into this whole self-defense thing, we're going to dive into Rittenhouse, and that's still, I guess we're not. I don't know.
All right, well.
We were talking about Virginia there for a minute.
Yeah, and we got Governor-elect Youngkin's underage son tried to vote twice in Virginia. But he didn't break any laws because he didn't actually vote.
Because he got stopped the second time?
Yeah, he got stopped both times.
What? Oh, he wasn't allowed to vote at all. Oh, underage son.
Yes, yeah. Underage.
Actually, you know what? As much as I don't like that he tried to vote, period, let alone twice, I like the fact that he got caught twice doing it. That's awesome. I did not trust the system enough to catch that, you know, twice. That lets me, because they don't check ID where I vote. They just ask a name.
No, we check here in Virginia. ID here.
Huh?
We don't anymore. You just need to bring
a bill. Yeah, I still show my ID.
No. Like, according to the law, you could just bring an electrical bill or anything like that, tell who you are, and you can still vote.
But then they look up your name in the voter registration rolls, and if he's underage, he's not going to be in the voter registration rolls.
No, but if he brought his dad's electrical bill, he could vote as his dad, though.
That's true too. So
right, he brings the electrical bill. This is my name. This is my electrical bill. I'm a citizen. I can vote.
Yeah, I don't know how. Glenn Junkin. How you not gonna like?
He already voted. You know, so you're not gonna be able to vote for your dad. Your dad. Your dad already voted.
Yeah. And he obviously voted for himself. For example, when I vote, I just have to say my name and my address.
Mm-hmm. No, we have to show some kind of. Utility bill. I always just show my driver's license, you know.
Well, I would like to have to show ID. I mean, I'm pretty old. I got gray in my beard. I'm losing my hair. They still ID me for booze sometimes because that's the policy of the place.
That makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it's, when I get carded, I know it's because it's the policy of the store to card everyone for alcohol every time. Uh-huh. You know? And actually, that mobile I used to work at when I was like 16. Actually, no, I was 21 because I had that job when I left for the Navy. Speaking of Virginia, though, McAuliffe just got basically not just upset, but embarrassed, right? He lost by a significant amount of votes, I thought.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter to the Democrat Party because he is such a loyalist to the party. He's a big Clinton person. The Biden administration actually wants to recruit him for a position in their admin.
To do what?
I don't know if it says.
They're gonna make a job for him.
Yeah.
Registration voter SAR or something like that.
So what? He can just avoid the border just like the borders are?
Yeah, probably.
Pretty much, yeah.
Anyway, so, you guys saw the last topic I sent you guys about Virginia kids.
We got it on the list. He said, "Yeah, it's on the list already."
I had already had it on the list, which is even funnier.
Yeah, I didn't see it, so
I'm not sure where it is.
Look at the list.
No, I didn't. Okay, you call me out, Brian. Okay, call me out in front of everybody.
Oh, it's colorful this week too, and I'm sure the color pattern means nothing to anyone else, but it made tons of sense when I did it.
Well, as long as it makes sense to you. I kind of, I'm sensing a topic change with each color change, so.
Yeah, but not everything flowed, so I am the same color, but not in paragraph form, not in segmented form.
So we need to separate about East Coast, West Coast, and national news?
Sure.
Yeah, you do it. That you can design the Google Doc next week.
Okay.
Hey, no. Believe it or not, it's more work than it sounds like.
I'm sure.
So, Bill Maher got slammed because
he didn't get slammed.
He didn't?
No, he slammed MSNBC.
Okay. Because every once in a while, Bill Maher has something good to say that makes actual sense.
Well, I think the problem is he's been hypnotized by the news media, and every now and then he actually sees reality and his true actual liberal roots come out. And by liberal, I mean like a classical liberal.
Because everybody's been saying, oh, the people that voted for Youngkin were racist. You know, they're using their white ignorance to vote, you know. It's not just white people that voted for him.
Well, and he won in a
landslide.
If you want people to vote for you, don't call them racist. Right?
Bill Maher came out and said this is not going to help us in future elections. You know, you've got to come up with a new theme. You know, you can't keep beating this horse.
Big Build Back Better.
For someone else.
No agenda.
Yeah, I missed Thursday's episode.
Now, anyways, we never talked about Virginia kids.
Yeah, what? Okay. Is this the school board thing?
No,
he wants to skip to his story.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Where is it?
It's under COVID.
Oh, geez. Well, okay. Oh, see, yeah. If
you look at the Google documents, you'd realize it's on the list and we're going to get to it.
Yeah, it's the first topic on the second page with a yellow color.
Which means Virginia.
Huh? It might be brown. I'm red green colorblind, so certain colors seem weird to me. And it sounds
tell us about your story.
Oh, so now they're trying to do the mandate vaccine for the 5 to 17-year-olds. And 112 kids got vaccinated with adult dose. Well, and guess what county in Virginia?
Obviously it had to be Loudoun County, right?
Fairfax
County is involved in everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
But did you read the whole article?
No, I just I heard about it in the news. Like, oh shoot, let me send this.
Actually, the issue was they probably didn't get a big enough dose because this is what's even worse was they knew they didn't have the right dosage in the bottle, mm-hmm. and the adult dose was 3 times as much. So what they did was they took a third of a dose each time and gave it to kids, and they're saying basically these kids probably didn't get enough. So essentially these people were guessing how much of this medication to give to your kids.
Oh, great.
There's not a lot of parents out there that are rushing out there to get their kids vaccinated.
No.
Risk of COVID to kids is like less than 1%.
Unless they got comorbidity or obese.
Yes, but to be 100% fair, kids are natural carriers of infection. The kid might be okay from the COVID, but they could easily give it to their grandparents. That's what they meant by grandma killer, was the kid could be the transmitter of the disease. The kid will be fine. That's that argument. I just have to be fair.
Well, that argument doesn't work long term because for the longest time, the Biden administration has come out and said that the unvaccinated are the ones that are keeping the COVID alive. So if that's the case, explain to me how Vermont, who has the most vaccinated people by percentage in the nation, also now has the highest COVID rate now.
Yeah, and if you looked at South Dakota and Florida's numbers, they keep bringing up Florida every time Florida has an outbreak. But they're not mentioning that Florida is usually below the national average and actually near the bottom.
They're trying to stay around the sun, that's why.
I'm surprised New York's not doing better. They made it a point to kill off all the elderly early on in this. You know what I mean? So their numbers should be a lot better by now.
The city of New York is doing good right now, but the state's pretty high in numbers. But what we're going to find out is whether you're vaccinated or not really doesn't play a huge role in whether the numbers go up or go down. It's a seasonal thing.
You think so? You think it's going to be run right along the flu?
I think so.
I think, like, you, I don't know if you listen to the Clay and Buck.
I do.
I do not, because it's, like, because I don't have subscription, and that's a lot of commercials in that long-ass show.
Oh, and, yeah, I'm paying the extra money for the subscription, so I don't have to listen to those stupid commercials.
So they were talking
about iHeartRadio is famous right now for their 3 hours of commercials on top of the three-hour show.
Yeah, no, it's exactly that. You get 15 minutes of show, you get 15 minutes of commercials. But I'm sorry, Ray. Tell us all about Clay and Buck that Brian's been pushing since they took over for Rush Limbaugh.
No, they're not as good as Rush. About, like, they were talking about, like, how the news right now, they hype up all this fear, and right now they don't know how to talk it down. Like, hey, you know, how can we land this plane now since we get it up in the air, you know? That's the metaphor they use. Like, how can we lower down the fear? Like, hey, you know what? Probably COVID is going to be with us for the rest of our life, you know? It's, you know, they just don't know how to present that to the people.
Honestly, I don't think the Democrats want to land the plane. I think they want to keep the fear porn going forever and ever and ever.
V for Vendetta.
Didn't work out with Virginia.
That may be, but I don't see because them.
I don't know if you remember Terry McAuliffe. COVID
up until the next presidential election.
Terry McAuliffe was talking about the we got like a thousands of kids and, you know, like a medical center with COVID and stuff like that, trying to bump up the fear, but parents didn't care about that. They cared more about the school, what's going on in school, than actually their fear for the kids.
Right.
And he was doing it probably just to enforce vaccination of the kids once he take over.
COVID had nothing to do with what happened in Virginia.
No,
but I'm saying, like, he was bumping the fear to the parents.
Well, McCullough wasn't running against Youngkin. He was running against Trump. Trump's not on the election.
Exactly. Trump wasn't on the ticket, and Youngkin made an argument and said, basically, he said, I think you get a say as a parent in what your children are taught in school.
Yeah.
That's pretty much his argument.
Didn't agree with that.
And McCullough, that's what he played for his entire campaign, was like videos of McCullough saying, no, I don't think you get a say. And it's like, I cannot believe that this dude said this out loud. Obviously, that's going to be the other guy's campaign, right?
Yeah. And it worked.
Maybe his parents were pissed. Was Loudoun County the same one where the woman was reading the books from the library and they made her stop because it was vulgar?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that was Loudoun County.
Loudoun County, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, they said that's dirty and obscene. There's children here. She's like, yes, this is in the school. That's my point. This is what you've given my children to read, and you won't let me read it out loud.
Between adults, we're talking about this, and I'm reading you the book. If you don't want to hear it, why should a kid hear it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But don't get me wrong, I'm the last person to say ban a book. I really am.
They're not saying ban a book. They're saying don't bring it to
this age content. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not age appropriate for the school.
Yeah,
you can sell it all you want. People can buy it, but don't put it in the.
Well, at the same time, wasn't To Kill a Mock? Not yeah, To Kill a Mockingbird was banned from school for a long time, wasn't it? Or was that
It just recently happened.
There was one of them that was on and off banned. Not the Great Gatsby.
So Matthew McConaughey, who's like the darling of the Republicans and the Democrats, he's kind of like a political guy, or considered to be apolitical.
So he is so cool. That's the problem. And I don't even like his acting. I still think of him from Dazed and Confused.
He's come out and said he is not giving his kids the vaccine until there's a lot more information that's done, a lot more studying and stuff like that. He doesn't think that his kids are not getting the shots.
Well, I know I didn't put it on the list yet, but I've been talking about this for weeks. I don't know how much you guys remember of the show after we were done recording, but I honestly remember none of it.
It depends on the week. Sometimes I don't remember while we're recording.
Yeah, because you pass out in front of the camera.
Out 10 minutes
He's pulling a Joe Biden on us right now.
So. Getting his pants?
No, he passed out.
Poopy pants, Joe.
Oh, you guys saw the what I sent you about the heart attacks going on with all the athletes.
With athletes,
heart attacks from COVID shots.
No, they're
COVID. No, with weed.
Weed.
Yeah, but that's dude. We have a whole fucking Google Doc set up that makes sense if you do it in order.
Well, we were talking about vaccinations, so now like they're trying
but
to.
We're not done with vaccination. I don't know how this topic got past me, but I did not see it when it came across in the messenger.
Oh, I don't put everything in the messenger. Sometimes if I'm on the computer, I put it straight in the Google Doc. And I know you would have laughed your ass off at that one.
Yes. A Vienna brothel is offering customers 30 minutes with the lady of their choice in exchange for a coronavirus jab.
You got that from Rumble in the Morning?
No. Sky News. Sky World News.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I guarantee that will definitely get more people to get their vaccine.
So are the hookers working for free?
Cat houses are not particularly known for to be the healthiest place on the planet. You know what I mean? No. When Cuomo or whatever ate a cheeseburger and Krispy Kreme is giving out donuts for having a vaccine, it's like, oh, that sounds healthy. We're doing this to be healthy. You're going to go bang a random hooker to be healthy?
But it's an incentive. You know, I guarantee people would
do
it.
Incentives don't work, or else people would have done it for that lottery that nobody did. Nobody got a shot for a chance to win the lottery.
Your chances of winning the lottery didn't go up just because you got your vaccine. You know, it's still like
only people that got the vaccine were in that lottery.
You still had the lightning bolt shot of winning the lottery.
No, like some states did it. Like only people that got the shot were in the lottery. So that means there was only 40% of the population.
It doesn't matter. It's still the odds are still astronomical, even with the 40%.
Well, what does a half hour with a hooker cost? Even at so a lot of people
in Vienna here
that don't quite understand. Yeah, well, cat houses don't exist here in the United States like they do overseas. With the Bunny Ranch is pretty much, I think, the only one that's still running in this country, right?
No, there's some out in Pahrump, too.
Are there? And where?
It's all in Nevada.
Not all in Nevada. It's prostitution's illegal in Las Vegas.
Yes, in Nevada is Las Vegas, but in Carson City County and Pahrump County.
Okay, so it's a couple.
Out in the country, it's like an hour away from Las Vegas. It's legal in two different places in Nevada.
Now, the little L libertarian in me says I have no problem with prostitution being legalized. Actually, I think it would be a lot safer, and I think it'd be a lucrative business and could pay taxes.
They do.
They do. They do. Yes. But I mean, anyone who hasn't been overseas and by overseas,
we're dealing
with
three Navy people here. So
yeah, I don't mean overseas by like Ibiza, Spain. You know what I mean? Like not the tourist spots. I mean like the actual.
Well anywhere. I found a brothel near Rota.
I was gonna say there's a brothel. There's a red light district right next to any Navy base overseas where it's legal, right?
Not legal, they look a blind eye to it.
Yeah, it's a strip club, and like, oh no, he didn't pay me for sex. He paid me for lap dance. I just blew him because I wanted to. But yeah, no, they're everywhere. Actually, no, well, I shouldn't say everywhere. They're in certain parts of the town. And there's several of them, usually in the same area, right? Like an entire, usually just like the red light district. It's like one street. There's a whole bunch of whorehouses.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to come up with different names for this every time. I've only got a couple more before I run out of names for a place to purchase sex.
Okay.
But
a brothel.
Oh, House of Ill Repute. House of Ill Repute.
So there's a Norfolk doctor that has filed a lawsuit against Centera down
House here. Of the Rising Sun.
Rising something. because Centera, which is a major health organization here in the Hampton Roads, Virginia area.
I've been seeing its Centera Hospital a couple times.
House of Blues, that one. They put a ban on the use of ivermectin.
We just got kicked off of YouTube. You said the I word. He who shall not be named. You're not allowed to say Voldemort.
Sorry.
It's horse paste. We all know this.
All right. Well, that's how we'll put it in the document from now on.
No, I'm just kidding around. horse dewormer. That's actually in the article. They said commonly used for horse and cow dewormering.
That's incorrect. Ivermectin has been used for many, many things.
There you go again. Millions what do you mean? People
have taken it over.
Well, no. It is commonly used to deworm horses and cows, but
that's the veterinarian version. There's actually a human version to this too.
I understand this. I'm saying it is commonly used for that. So they're not technically lying. This is the difference between misinformation and disinformation. They're intentionally trying to make you think something different with the verbiage they use. They're trying to make it sound like these guys are robbing the friggin' the vet to steal the ketamine to get high. Yeah. You know what I mean?
To get in their K-hole.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is a horse tranquilizer. But many of you that have had dental surgery have probably had ketamine before. But it's a horse tranquilizer. What kind of nut job is taking a horse tranquilizer? Right?
The one who wants to get high.
Well, no, they're using it for dental surgery, too. You just get a smaller dose. You get a different dose, right?
Yep.
I don't know. Mammals are mammals. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying take any medication for any different animal because we all have different systems. There's probably stuff in the horse version of ivermectin. That's probably not healthy for humans.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like the horse can handle this much lead.
It's probably a stronger dose, too.
Well, it's a much bigger dose. I'm certain of that. It's probably like five times as big, but also probably got like three times as much lead in it because like the horse can handle that much more lead, you know? But yeah, exactly. Just because it's used for animals doesn't mean that it's not good for humans.
Right.
It depends on the version.
Well, it still does what it does. It reacts the same way in mammals.
Anyway. Well, the Federal Appeals Court has reaffirmed its decision to put a freeze on the Biden vaccine mandate.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with this, dude.
I think it's going to get shot down in the Supreme Court.
That if the Republicans are ever going to grow a set, that's when they're going to start rioting.
I mean, OSHA does not have the authority to do what the Biden administration is trying to have them do. They're all about occupational health and safety in the workplace, not vaccine mandates. If this is allowed to stand and somehow the Supreme Court agrees with it, this is just the beginning of Big Brother using OSHA to totally
to push Big Pharma our lives. To push Big Pharma down our throats. You know what's funny is I've been looking at Pfizer and Moderna stock. I'm not impressed with the amount of money they've made during this, honestly.
Well, AstraZeneca just came out and said that they were selling their vaccines at cost, and they saw how much money Moderna and Pfizer made, and they're raising their prices now, too, on their vaccine.
Oh, crap. I unplugged my headphones.
We can still hear you.
What was that? I'm sorry. I missed that. I unplugged my headphones.
Oh.
AstraZeneca is no longer giving away their COVID vaccine at cost. They want to Pfizer and Moderna done.
Why would they do it at cost? Because
that's what they said, that because they were trying to make sure the poor countries could afford it too. So they were doing it at cost.
They could sell it to whoever they want for whatever they want, though. They can charge different rates for different places. And, you know, you can say that's not fair, but that's actually the argument for taxes in the United States when we do our tax system, right? Those that have more should pay more, right?
Yeah.
So why couldn't we charge? And I know we say, oh, it was free here. No, it wasn't.
It's not free. The government paid for all those.
It came out of the taxpayers' till. The next 15 years. Shit. It's in here somewhere, I think. Something about taxes. Sorry, I hate the way we tax in this country, and I keep wanting to come up with a better system, but I can't. I keep coming up with ideas. Anyway.
Tax.
Huh?
The value-added tax.
The value-added tax. I don't know. That's one way to put it, I guess. Where is Brian? He's in a different room than usual. Maybe this is his bedroom.
Is my picture freezing over there?
Oh, wicked bad.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I wasn't sure if it was just me. Yeah, you're in the middle of a yawn on my screen.
Yeah, I see that. No,
okay. It's like an old school South Park cartoon, actually. Your internet connection blows, dude.
The what?
Your internet connection blows.
Oh, this is my cell phone data.
Well, it's still internet connection.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
No, it's all right. Don't worry about it. We can still hear you. You're not breaking up sound-wise, which is...
Okay.
Once in a while, your video freezes.
Yeah. All right. So what else? Something else happened in Loudoun County. Let's get back to Virginia for a minute here. It was about the school board, and they're trying to kick the chair out in Loudoun County because they tried to cover up like sex crimes and stuff.
Well, that's probably a good thing that they get rid of the school board president for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What does the school board president have to do with that?
They're the ones that probably would like be the ones to force the investigation and stuff like that.
I have no idea. I've never been on a.
You I don't run know how the school this, board.
Why should I?
You got a kid.
Yeah, 20 months old. I'm actually seriously thinking about running for the town government. The average person is doing here now what Virginia just did. They're getting kind of pissed off what's going on. They had no idea what was happening. And when they say something, they're being called racist.
Go ahead, man. Go buy the Dunkin' Donuts. You probably win.
There's like 35 people in this town that aren't white Catholics.
Go, hey, dude. The only thing you can do is walk, knock on people's door, like, hey, what is the current complaint with the government, and find out what they want. Write it down and give them that, like, hey, I'm gonna work for you for this.
I don't think the average person in this town votes for local government.
They should. That's the most important government to vote for.
I absolutely agree. Actually, it means more than the presidential election. But how many people do you know that only vote for president?
A lot.
Yeah. Mm. It's like, no, it's the local government that means more. It's going to make more of an influence on your life than the presidency, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, for example, like my local town government decides how much I pay for property tax. I don't like paying more money for simply owning a piece of property. You know? Nobody does. You know, just like nobody wants to... This unrealized capital gains tax they want to do?
Mm-hmm.
That's never going to fly.
Well, Elon
Musk. Is the government going to give you money back when you lose money on the unrealized capital gains?
No, exactly. If I invest in something that fails, are they going to give me a rebate? If that's the case, you know what I mean? I'll take more chances. Well, Elon Musk, I don't know. I saw something out of this. And this is actually at the bottom where there's nothing else to do with it. He did something on Twitter recently, and he said he would abide by the poll. And he asked if he should sell 10% of his Tesla stock to pay the taxes that, quote, he owes, according to some of these politicians.
Right.
And they voted yes. So he sold 10% of his Tesla stock, which was worth a lot of money.
Well, in the process, in addition to selling that stock, the stock crashed and he lost $50 billion in wealth in 2 days.
That's exactly what we've been saying for a while, isn't it? As soon as these guys, I've been using Bezos as the example, but as soon as they dump a giant chunk of stock, mm-hmm. the value of it's going to go way down because there's a ton of it available.
Yeah.
You have to find people to buy it at that point. And it increased people that own it get a little nervous.
They get skittish.
Yeah, when they see that,
the founder of the company is unloading his stock. You know that means it's time to sell.
Well, I don't believe that no one else has made. I don't believe anyone else has made this point yet. But that disproved the idea of the unrealized capital gains tax, because he can depreciate the value of Tesla.
Uh huh.
By simply selling a giant portion off and then being a truly evil person, and while the value is down, buying it back later.
After he pays his taxes.
Just to avoid paying tax at the end of the year, he can make this dump the value of his company, then the next day buy it back when it's way low and actually be worth more money.
Yeah.
That's the shady thing he could be doing. We would call it insider trading in terms of I know what's going to happen with a majority of the market, you know?
Uh-huh.
No, you can say, well, I was trying to pay my taxes, but, you know, I sell some stocks.
And I sold a stock and all of a sudden I owed less tax because I sold that stock. You know, it's like I lost $50 billion. I owe a lot less money than you thought I did, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's just another way for the rich people to get rich.
Well, that's the point. That's exactly the point that no one else is making right now. That I think, watch this, Brian. I'm making a prediction here.
All right. I'll put it in the red book.
Oh, you got one now. You actually making one?
No, I'm just going to do the John C. Dvorak method. I'm just going to say I got one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where I'm going. This is within a month and a half, the No Agenda show is going to come to this conclusion. That this is the way to avoid paying an unrealized capital gains tax, simply by depreciating the value of a company by selling a significant portion and then buying it back when it costs less the next day. And all the next day has to be is the day before tax deadline. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, my crypto has been booming the last couple of days.
Yeah, crypto is doing pretty good, you know.
I'm even getting into Dogecoin, which I always laughed at. I wish I had gone into it the first time I heard about it, but.
All right, let's get into your topic.
The Rittenhouse crap?
Yeah.
All right. It says far left pundit, but.
Who was that?
Anna Kasparian.
Okay.
From the Young Turks. You familiar with the Young Turks?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We talked about them on the show.
Dave Rubin used to be a Young Turk. By the way, they were the Young Turks were a genocidal group in history. But she's usually very left wing. She is very left wing, and she just came out recently and said that she was very wrong about what's going on with Kyle Rittenhouse. She kind of believed the narrative. And then she saw the evidence and she was just shocked. Because she was certain that he had. Well, shocked, I tell you.
Yeah, well, not a shock.
Yeah, well, she was shocked to find out that the, the people he shot weren't black.
Yeah.
Because he was, she had thought and had been told that he was there to shoot brown people that night because a Black Lives Matter rally happened.
Because he was a white supremacist.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, he's a white supremacist. And she apologized to him and his family. She's like, I was misled. I believed it. I and she even said, I should have done my, you know, due diligence kind of stuff. You know,
do her job.
And this is a good point because this was brought
her
up
job.
On the Clay she's doing and Buck what we show do. Too.
Huh?
This was brought up on the Clay and Buck show recently too. It was like, how many people before he went on the stand and went on trial thought he shot black people?
Yeah, he didn't shoot a single. Everyone he shot was white that night.
And everybody that he shot had a record already.
Yeah, okay. Yes, but Kyle Rittenhouse did not know that.
No, of course. How would he know it?
Like Kyle Rittenhouse did not think that that first dude there was going to butt rape him.
No, no.
Even though he was a child sex offender. And Rittenhouse was a child.
Because
the last kid he ever going to touch?
Rosenbaum, right?
Yeah.
Was the child rapist, the ginger child rapist that kept dropping the N-bomb.
Well, Rosenbaum is the next topic on the list.
Yeah. Oh, is this when he said he was like, I'm going to kill you tonight? I want. To... Yeah. Oh, Rosenbaum was the one who survived. Never mind.
Yeah.
No. Rosenbaum was the one who died. De Kreutz or whatever. Well, something's going on here. Every time I click on a link, it brings me to like the next one. I don't know what I keep doing. Rosenbaum being fatally shot. I want to correct the record, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's Anna Kasparian. Oh, Jesus. Gross counts. Okay, yeah. The Rosenbaum was, I'm sorry, it was the same one. It looked like it was a new link. That was the same Anna Kasparian one. She saw the videos of what happened and saw actually watched the trial.
Uh-huh.
That was when she said, I was wrong. I assume this guy was a racist.
And people were freaking out when he took the stand and started crying, saying those were fake tears.
I think it was a panic attack. Have you ever had one?
No, but my wife has them all the time, so.
It's serious, and I don't know how. Mm-hmm. I haven't had one in a very long time. I don't know how to describe it besides you don't have a grip on reality. And
well, actually, I can terrifying. Say I've had a panic attack, but it was drug induced.
It's the same idea though. When you, all of a sudden you just I don't know what's going on, and I don't have and I don't have a grip on reality, and it's the same idea though. And all of a sudden you start to panic and you're having trouble breathing and you know.
Yeah.
Actually, I've only had like five in my life and they're all leading up to me actually leaving for boot camp.
Okay.
I did the DEP delayed entry program.
I was on DEP for 10 months.
I did 13. And as it led up, I started panicking a lot and freaking out. Anyway, that was just me. It was never an issue again. Actually, especially when she hit the fan, I always stepped up, which was awesome. Which is why I got to move all the way up to like fire marshal.
So what's this gun charge dismissed by the prosecution because it's stupid?
Oh, okay. But I was actually opening up the Grosskreutz thing.
All right, go for it. I thought we talked about it.
No. He went on CNN and MSNBC, in a couple other places, and basically said the exact opposite of what his testimony was.
Uh-huh.
And most of them let him get away with it by saying, oh, I lied on the stand. Which basically that means you're admitting to perjury, right?
Yeah.
It was CNN. I can't remember what the guy's name was. I want to say Stelter or whatever, but I don't think it was. But at least the guy in CNN like played the video of him on the stand.
Yeah.
Saying what happened.
Uh-huh.
and asking if he lied to the court. At least they did that, but most of these people just let him say, like, oh, no, no. Because he was the one that said that he was certain he was going to die, and he didn't have a gun on him. And that, here's the video of you holding the gun and pointing it at his head. And he goes, Brian, again, he's peeing a lot tonight, isn't he?
We need a catheter, man. We need a catheter.
Yes, we should buy him one of them old people catheters.
Come on, people. It's the holiday coming out. Brian needs a catheter. Please donate to a cause.
Speaking of, while we have a minute, actually, I can hear his toilet flush. That was awesome. While we have a minute, hit the like button if you're enjoying what we're doing. But you know what? Likes are cool. Rumbles are great. I would love some of them. Share it. We'd rather people hear us. You know, if we sound entertaining being drunk and talking about the news, maybe this is the way to get the word out. Because the way we used to discuss current events and politics was in the pub, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're doing is, you know, drinking beer and talking about what's going on, you know? Share this crap out. Show your buddies. Tell us what you want us to talk about. You can contact us at the Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com. We might even have merch to buy soon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this isn't going to be none of that Teesprings crap. Don't get me wrong, they make a decent product, but I'm talking about buying some shirts here wholesale myself and printing them because I work in a silkscreen company and actually printing shirts myself.
Nice.
So I can bring them to a much lower price. I bring them to you at a much lower price than your typical stupid merch.
He's like, hey, let me put my catheter on. I'll be in the Jeffrey and Brian Show.
Awesome. We're doing the merch talk now.
Yes. I'm still thinking it's going to be this is my thirsty shirt. But we haven't mentioned I've made an effort to mention the thirsty shirt, but we haven't talked about that in a long, long time.
We talked about it like a while ago. Like, I don't know how drunk we were when we get before we started talking about it.
Yeah. Well,
usually that's when the thirsty shirt happens, is when we're drunk, because that's when you're spilling the beer all over the front of your shirt.
Yeah, your shirt's thirsty and you want some of that beer too. Exactly. That's why I think it'd be hilarious. You know, it'd be even better if they could find some kind of fabric that changes colors when like beer spilled on it.
Oh, yeah.
That would, I don't know if it exists, but it, this might
so
be
my, find,
this might be my exit strategy. Ray, you got to check out the No Agenda Show. I think you'll laugh. I'm still a
but
douchebag.
But he doesn't do podcasts. He just does, YouTube. So
see, I used to just do YouTube, but now everyone that I used to listen to YouTube that I can get on a podcast, I do instead, because I can put an earbud in and just listen to it when I'm working, you know. I prefer the audio only version. I know we have more,
you never look at it like they're just, you know, talking.
Yeah,
you have to listen to the talking.
Well, people still watch this show instead of listening to it. And I mean, cool, awesome. If that's what you want, that's why we're doing it.
But we're just people talking.
Drinking beer, you know? Talking about what's going on. The world's
boringest video ever.
Exactly. It's like, we don't even do like video clips on this one. Like I listen to Steven Crowder on podcast for audio only now. And he does a lot of video stuff, but at least he describes the video usually, and I can go find it later if I want to see it. But I don't know. And it takes less of my phone battery, because I can usually shut my phone, not have the screen lit up. Yeah. I can have it in the background, you know? It'll still play versus YouTube. If I don't pay $10 a month, I have to keep YouTube open to play through my pocket into my earpiece.
Hey, so what do you guys think about the YouTube taking the dislike button off?
They're just following Facebook. Facebook used to have a dislike button too. And well, they got rid of it. So
they're claiming to protect the smaller channels.
I think it's going to hurt the smaller channels.
I don't think it'll hurt them, but I'm just saying nobody dislikes a show like ours.
No, but I'm saying like if you're going to start.
There's a reason for that.
If you start like a show, you want to know what people like. If they give you like a feedback, at least you can like, okay, they didn't like that type of show. So you move on to something different, you know, try different things. Not just like, oh, they like it. Just keep doing it, not progress, you know.
Well, there's still a dislike button.
Yeah, but they're not going to show the quality of people. The
quantity of them.
Yeah, quantity.
To the viewer, the person that owns the channel can still see the dislikes.
Mm.
So it's not even that you're going to like hurt the person's feelings that it's showing, because they still see the dislikes. This is to make sure that when someone puts out some fucking crazy far-left conspiracy BS, that you and I can't see that everyone else said this is BS by disliking it.
Like the White House stuff?
Like Russiagate.
Oh, that's not even on our list. I don't know
how. Yes, it is. There's a whole section that's a different color for it.
Okay.
The color coded.
Oh, did you open it?
Is it White Russia color?
You didn't
open it. He didn't open the document.
No, I did. I never opened the document, guys. Come on. You got shit somewhere.
Now. Where is it? Oh well, yeah. Russia gets in here somewhere about the people getting arrested. Where? Biden. Oh, there we go. There it is. Wealthy. No. Medicare premiums. Huh? It's in here somewhere. I know where it is. Oh, there you go. National Security Advisor Sullivan. Yada yada. I'm looking for like I'm going to talk about it right now. What were we talking about? I knew it was in here. That's why I had to find it.
We were still on the getting there.
Yeah. God. Oh, crap.
Gun charges dismissed.
Oh yeah. I had an issue that the laws could have been written better. And I'm not a Wisconsin state lawyer. But the impression I got, and from a bunch of other people that are actually educated in how this works, was basically he was allowed to have that weapon in his hands. Rittenhouse was allowed to have that rifle.
Okay.
Well, there's a law saying that if you're under 18, you cannot have a dangerous weapon. And a possessive dangerous weapon. And yes, a firearm is a dangerous weapon. It's designed as a weapon. So it's not like a baseball bat that could be a weapon. You know what I mean?
Right.
But there was also a law that was put into effect later because they realized this was an issue with a lot of stuff because in a lot of Wisconsin is very rural.
There's a lot of hunting.
Yeah, you take your 12-year-old out hunting with you. So there's an amendment to the law saying that, you know, if there's a trained adult or whatever, blah, 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 along with the minor, that it was acceptable to be in possession of the firearm. But then there was also another law made that said, hey, sometimes we need to send our 16-year-old to go shoot the muskrat that's been eating or the fox that's been eating our chickens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we trust the 16-year-old with a rifle because we've been hunting with the 16-year-old since he was 12. So they made an exemption law saying you can't have a deadly weapon if you're under 18, except for a long gun. And to be in violation of this law, you have to violate both of those different provisions. And like I said, this could have been written a lot better. And it was confusing. And what's even better was the prosecutor actually said to the judge, these laws don't make sense. Thinking that was going to be a good argument for the prosecution.
Yeah. But if it doesn't make sense, it needs to be like removed. Like,
well, that's what the judge says. Like, if it doesn't make sense, that's your problem.
Right.
You know, it's like, if you can't prove that they broke this ridiculous law, that doesn't make sense. You know?
Yeah.
That's why he threw out the illegal possession of a firearm charge. Like you said, this doesn't make sense. So obviously it's worthless.
Mm-hmm.
But these people calling for a retrial because his phone rang. The judge's phone
rang. Played the Lee Greenwood song.
Yeah, the Pride of Being American. No, it's God Bless the USA. God Bless the USA.
American.
Yeah, God bless the USA. And like, oh, that means he's biased. Like, because he loves America. Does that mean that you're only literally on the other side?
Love in America.
Yeah. Well, I think Obama set that precedent when he said he loves America, but he wants to fundamentally change it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be 100% fair here with Obama. He was far more moderate than what the Democrat Party is doing right now.
Well, JFK wouldn't even be part of the Democrat Party.
No, he wouldn't. Actually, he would be considered far right by modern standards.
Yeah.
Is that why they shot him in the head?
Probably. What's Halon's razor?
Huh?
Halon's razor, malice versus ignorance.
Oh, Hanlon's razor. Well, wait. Okay. This is about the Rittenhouse thing.
Yeah, we're still in the orange topic.
Yeah.
Well, it has to be orange.
Well, Hanlon's razor says that never attribute to ignorance that can be, or never attribute to malice that which can be explained by ignorance. I think the prosecutor in this trial is malicious.
Well, he just came out and when he realized he was losing the case and tried to get the judge to agree that the jury could convict him on a lesser charge than he was charged for. And the judge said no.
I thought you could do that. Oh, no, that's right.
Yeah, you can.
You're supposed to try it if you want to get. That's right. You're supposed to do them the other way around if you want to do it that way, right? You have to try manslaughter and then murder, not murder then manslaughter. No,
you're
right?
Supposed to charge it for what you want if you try.
What you think happened?
Yeah, but you cannot just charge it for like, okay, you didn't commit this. You committed this. Like, nah.
Well, like, I think Rittenhouser taking the stand.
He did.
Threw off the prosecuting attorney. Because I don't think they ever expected him to do that. Because it's very rare that a defendant takes the stand like happened here.
Well, from the evidence I saw, actually watching the trial footage versus CNN or MSNBC, which, by the way, I hope they're both prepared to pay off Rittenhouse like they paid off the Covington Catholics high school kid.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
No, because they have been saying things. Can you imagine
what their liability insurance premiums must be?
They're going to, I guarantee you, if this kid, if he gets acquitted, which he should, because that's what actually the prosecution made the defense's case for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this video of the whole thing. Basically, the prosecution's argument is you shouldn't be allowed to kill someone to defend your life. That's basically their argument. Is self-defense is not a claim.
Self-defense is totally a claim.
I know, but that's been their argument the whole time. We're like, well, did you intend to kill him? And it's like, well, no, I just wanted him to not kill me.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to die. I just didn't want to die myself. And that's basically their argument has been the whole time is, well, you shouldn't have shot him. He tried to kill me. He's video of him trying to kill me. And by the way, this FBI footage that showed up magically, but they don't have the HD footage.
No.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that the FBI has been caught being the antagonists in a lot of these things lately. And I wonder if it's because they had like locating devices on them to make sure that they were protected that would have been showed up on these cameras from the drone footage that they apparently had. We've seen it before when they actually light up green and flash. So they know they're federal agents. For example, the guy that drop-kicked Rittenhouse in the face twice. Rittenhouse didn't shoot that guy. You run and drop-kick me in the face?
You're shooting him.
I'm shooting him until he stops moving. So wouldn't both of you had a gun in your hands, wouldn't you?
Yep.
This kid didn't. He had amazing trigger discipline.
Yeah.
He missed
for a 17-year-old.
For a 17, he missed with one round. And managed to not fire so many different times that everyone else would have fired. And you know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And where have all these gun rights groups been?
That's true.
Where's the National Concealed Carry Association? Where's the National Rifle Association? Where are all these people?
They're afraid of offending the BLM movement.
This was absolutely... No, this would have made the case for all of these organizations, but exactly. They're being little fucking pussies again. Even the people that are here to defend our rights to have a weapon are being bitches and not. They should have paid for his attorney. Yeah. Granted, he's not a member, and
he could GoFundMe shut him down. You know, he couldn't even get GoFundMe to allow.
Yeah, wait for him to sue them too. He'll sue them too. Exactly, to shut his campaign down. Because they called them white supremacist or something?
Yeah. And you got on here hundreds of M5M pundits, especially social media personalities, are apologizing to them. I haven't seen that yet.
Well, Anna Kasparian was one of them. One of the guys on CNN was asked point blank, what do you think is going to happen? And he said, based on what I've seen from this trial, he's going to be acquitted and he should be acquitted and we should all apologize to him. And that's happened on CNN.
But they didn't say they were going to apologize. They just said they should.
Well, he said, I, you know, whatever. Anna Kasparian actually did. She's one from the Young Turks. M5M, by the way, was another no I agenda know what reference. It was. Okay.
No agenda.
Yeah. Right, you got to listen to the show. It's actually pretty entertaining.
Now send me the link for it.
We will.
Douchebag!
You know, like CNN is just, you know, instead of saying like, hey, this kid shot three people and just reported the news, they pulled their emotions and like what it feel like happened, you know, and sometimes that shit backfired them.
Sometimes?
All the time.
Emotions and reporting 95% of the time, it's going to backfire.
Yeah, you just report what happened. And like,
well, see, the CNN kid, used to be really good kid, about that.
The Covington kid, it should have just watched the video and be like, okay, then there's nothing. Like, if you offended Native America, so what? Move on. There's not. How's that fucking news? And they had to pay for that shit for the mistake they made.
Okay.
You know,
CNN didn't actually pay for it. Their liability insurance paid that money out.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, they will not be in the fucking situation where they are if they just report the news.
Contract.
Instead of just reporting the news, instead of, like, telling how, like, oh, this is what's going on and this is the way it's being. Like, no, just we're like, hey, dude, a 17-year-old kid, three guys, and we don't know what's going to happen. And that's a happen, you know. And there's like
versus a white nationalist shot three people at a Black Lives Matter rally, which makes it sound like he went there to shoot black people.
Yeah. Instead of saying, like, okay, this kid is going to face trial now, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. So we keep you updated what's going on.
Yeah. And again, it does come into question in terms of, because we are outside observers, we're not involved in the trial, we can speculate on the people that got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the 5-time convicted pedophile, 1-time child rapist,
right,
with that handgun
was, yeah, we, no He was the one actually, the first one actually shot and killed.
Okay, who?
Four to the chest. Four to the chest. Jeez, in 3/4 of a second.
That's no, pretty good. The guy, this bicep destroyed. He had a handgun.
That was Rosenkrautz or whatever.
Yeah, what was his background?
He had a 40 in his hand. Yeah.
He had a felony?
Yep.
And he was concealed carrying?
Yes.
He was concealed carrying without a license to conceal carry.
Yeah, so how come the prosecutor's not? How come the prosecutor's not after him right there on the spot?
Well, how come when they took Rittenhouse's rifle, they didn't do DNA swabs when he said the man grabbed my rifle? Like, let's be fair here. If someone tries to take your firearm from you, it's okay to fire, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's be fair. What else are you going to do with my? If you're taking my weapon from me, what else are you going to do besides kill me with it?
And the stupid prosecutor is like, you should have dropped your arm or your rifle, run away. Like, so they can have an arm now?
Where's he going to run to?
Well, even if he did, you'd be arrested for just leaving a gun there for anyone to have.
Yeah.
This guy. That's the type of prosecutor I wanted to prosecute me. A fucking idiot.
Well, and the prosecutor, he got called up by the judge a couple times, but for directly violating constitutional rights in terms of asking people why they got a lawyer.
The prosecutor was saying, hey, why didn't you?
Yeah, why'd you remain silent?
The police early on. That's the in the Bill of Rights, you know, we have the right to remain
Miranda rights.
You have the right to remain silent.
I guess he haven't watched TVs in a while because every TV show cop tell you the fucking Miranda rights.
I'm going to be upset if this guy has a license to practice law after this is done. And I might even still be upset if he loses his license, but isn't arrested. I don't know. I don't see any other way to interpret this. They put this kid on trial to stop riots. And now they're trying to cause a mistrial. So they can blame the system.
I expect there to be two shows next week.
Why is that?
Because you're going to want to talk about the Rittenhouse thing as soon as it happens, when the jury comes out.
I don't got to do an early episode. If they've already closed their arguments, the jury's probably going to make a decision very soon.
Well, closing arguments happen on Monday.
On Monday.
An hour and a half for each. So by lunchtime, the jury will have the case.
And if they don't, I think this problem is there's going to be riots if this kid's acquitted.
They've already called up the National Guard.
Yeah, I know. They've already activated National Guard, and that's what's freaking me out is because that means
they were joking on the Clay and Buck show that if Rittenhouse gets convicted, will he go out there with his rifle and defend the whole property owners again?
Well, obviously not. He'll be in jail.
No, he'll be acquitted. He'll be freed.
Oh, acquitted. Jeez. That's actually a decent question to ask, to be fair. But I seriously doubt it. I think he would rather never, ever deal with this crap again.
Oh, yeah.
No. And this is what you get for trying to be a good guy.
Yeah.
The kid's a freaking Boy Scout.
Mm-hmm.
He was cleaning graffiti and giving medical care, and he carried a rifle because it was dangerous. And they even said the dude that got his bicep blown apart, Grosskreutz. I forgot I was going with this.
Just the kid step up to do what fucking the governor, the army, and the police
wouldn't do.
Wouldn't do, yeah. Now who are you going to have stepping up for that? It took a 17-year-old to step up.
And all these... Yeah, exactly. It took a kid to do it. It took a child. And not only that, we all turned our backs on him as soon as he did what... He was cleaning graffiti and giving medical aid. He brought a rifle to make sure he didn't die that night. And they gave him a hard time. It's like, oh, you brought a rifle? That means you knew? And he goes, yeah, it was dangerous. And if you're going to... Honestly, if I'm ever on I say this like I would do it this way. But they ask you, like, why do you have a rifle that night? Because it's my fucking right. You know?
Yeah.
Just like you're not allowed to ask me why I remain silent. You're not allowed to ask me why I
Well, that's exactly what the prosecutor did. He asked
every single time. That's why I think this man should be arrested. He's intentionally doing this.
Get him, Mr.
No, this is what I was talking about. Hanlon's razor was, don't attribute to malice that which could be attributed to ignorance.
Okay, ignorance.
He's not that stupid. This guy is an educated. He's an assistant district attorney, right? In ADA.
Yeah, he's top highly educated.
He knows the laws, and he's never done some of the things that he's done before, and he's admitted it. And so have some of the cops pertaining to Marcy's law.
And the judge himself is he used to be a prosecutor too.
Most judges have been on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, well, they said that typically this judge sides with the prosecution.
No, typically the prosecution brings up a good argument.
Yeah, you have to prove the guy's in guilty. Not, you know, if you cannot prove it, he's innocent.
No, you're not necessarily innocent. A courtroom does not decide guilty or innocent. They decide guilty or not guilty. There is a difference. Innocent and not guilty are not the same thing.
You're innocent to proven guilty, so.
All right. Well played. Well played. Good answer, dude. I would say a courtroom decides not guilty. That just means the state couldn't prove their argument.
Yeah, so.
Beyond reasonable doubt. That's the thing that people don't realize. All you need is a reasonable doubt in a criminal courtroom.
Yeah.
Dude, hit him in the head with a skateboard. If you want to tell me a skateboard is not a deadly weapon, I have a skateboard.
You can use it as a deadly weapon.
Oh, my God, yes. That's as good as a hammer.
Same thing with a hockey stick.
Yeah. That's why Marty McSorley got kicked off the Boston Bruins about a decade, 15 years ago maybe. He swung his hockey stick like a baseball bat and hit another player in the head. He was kicked out of the league and arrested for it. Battery with a deadly weapon. You cannot do that. But the skateboard, you have any? Okay, hockey sticks are actually pretty light. You know how much a skateboard weighs?
20 to 30 pounds.
Well, it depends on what you're riding on, but I mean, exactly. You got steel bearings and wheels. And
the white board, it's a board, wood board.
My all board.
Right. Cool choice.
Yeah. Actually, I think Tim Pool said something.
Dude, he's been taking the black pill lately, dude.
I know. Well,
he's so pessimistic about everything. Like, goddamn, dude. Like,
he hasn't been super wrong, though. He's been predicting this quote, civil war.
No, but talking about, I don't know what it was, but he went off on everybody. Like, you know, the FBI, like, I guess it's because of. What's the price? Veritas, as the FBI is leaking.
When they got raided?
Yeah, they got raided and leaking the stuff to fucking New York Times.
The company they're suing.
Yeah. So, you know, like what the fuck? The FBI does lately have been just like helping the fucking the political left, you know, with everything, dude. Everything.
Oh, lately. Are you kidding me? Lately. They set up the whole Steele dossier thing.
Steele dossier. Then you got the fucking Price Veritas. What else? fucking everything, dude. It's like, dude, I just don't trust the FBI no more, dude. You thought it was just a certain.
A lot of people don't trust the government, period. So.
Yeah.
Are you following Steven Crowder?
To me? No. Oh, I couldn't get into him.
Well, he's been saying defund the FBI for a while.
I think we need to go back to the U.S. Marshal taking care of the federal laws.
No. Okay, the marsh was fine, but Brian, how many times have I brought up the sheriff?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk about the local police. I'm talking about the federal laws. Like, even the federal law, like, if you're going to, I think the FBI should be what's the word looking for? They help
intel.
Intel, yeah, gathering and tell, you know, like, they can now enforce the law, but they have to go to bring warrants to the local law enforcement or the state police, and they go with the state police. They cannot just go by themselves no more.
They do the investigation. They're the Bureau of Investigation, not arrests.
Yeah, just investigate. Inform the local police, like, hey, this is what I got. Inform the local fucking lawmakers, hey, we have to do this. Oh, if they're part of it, you know, then, but anyways, just the nitty gritties, like, you know, like, they tell the local, the state police, they attach themselves with the state police. The state police go with them and enforce the law, but other than that, they cannot do nothing independent without the state police not knowing.
Interesting idea.
This should not be independent no more. This should be, you fucked up the last couple of years, fuck you, and you're going to be fucking attached to the fucking state police now.
I think there are far too many federal police agencies.
Way too many alphabet suits.
Like ATF.
We don't need them no more.
Yeah, like, well, are we really that worried about people smuggling moonshine?
Not anymore. We could sell it in that gun store.
But anyway, similar idea in terms of the government way they're doing things. We pay taxes for like education, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people have talked about these school vouchers.
Yep.
Where you could take them to a public school. A private school, and you still get the same amount of dollars that would have been allotted in a public school.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a good idea. But yeah, like if you want to talk with some kind of public health care that everyone keeps bringing up, why not do health care the same way in terms of you get a voucher and you could take it to any, you can have your own insurance too, but you get a voucher, you could take to the very, very awesome doctor instead of the VA.
Well, we need to have more competition with the hospital. How many are like Centura?
VA is doing that right now.
We need more competition.
If you're seen in a timely manner, this is some Trump put in place, then the VA will pay you to go out in the civilian sector and see a doctor.
That's not terrible. But I'm saying not that I want to introduce a national healthcare system, but we already have Medicare, Medicaid, which, by the way, we can link into another topic through that. It's in there somewhere about Medicaid going up by 15%. We could do healthcare vouchers instead of having to go to like a government hospital.
Uh-huh.
And you could go to even homeopathy. Not that I personally believe in a lot of these weird hippy dippy techniques. But I believe in your freedom to decide what you're going to do with yourself.
Your body, your choice?
Well, yeah. Well, to an extent. If it's your body, yes. But if you want to chew on ginger roots because you think it's going to cure cancer, then you're allowed to waste your healthcare dollars on that. Just when it comes down to it, it's time to die, you have none left because you blew them on ginger root and ginkgo biloba. You know what I mean?
This is your libertarian.
Now you can't afford chemo.
Go libertarianism.
Libertarians actually say there's no such thing as a government safety net. A true libertarian. This is why the thing is, I've been called right wing for so long. I'm actually left leaning libertarian. It's just the left has gone so far left that I agree with you guys almost all the time.
You're just confused.
That is scary, isn't it?
It is. Not that I think you guys are necessarily wrong all the time. Just sometimes I think the way you want to implement it is just crazy. But the fact that someone wants to force me to do something pisses me off.
Like the left?
Huh?
Like the left?
Yeah. Well, the wife says the same thing. As soon as you put give me an ultimatum, I'm going to choose the opposite of what you want me to.
Most people would.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, it's because we're Americans. It's like, either this or this. It's like, well, fuck you. I'm just walking away, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what this home country is based on. Like, people left the home country, especially the religious ones. Like, no, you're not going to give me a choice of what to, you know, religion-wise, and just leave.
Well, that's what the main founding, that's why the Mayflower came over here.
You know what's funny? This country is based on religious, and it's more religion compared to England, which is based on more strictly religious.
England, though, mm-hmm. when the colonists left, okay, when the Puritans left,
mm-hmm.
it was because you had to be the king's religion.
Yeah.
And they left for religious freedom, but it wasn't for freedom for everyone. It was so they could practice their religion.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
Yeah, that's...
Look at all the Catholics in New England.
Barely any now.
Oh, bullshit. They're everywhere. Everywhere. And,
Are they reproducing?
Like Catholics. And I know a lot of people make jokes at Catholic expenses, but actually they technically oppose birth control in general. Like even the pill.
Pull up method works.
No, well, that's actually that's really the only thing you're allowed to do according to the Catholic Church, which
crazy to me. All that work for nothing.
Yeah, well, funny thing is, my father's family wasn't Catholic. They're Lutheran. But he had.
How the hell did you end up Catholic?
Huh?
How the hell did you end up Catholic?
Mother. My mother was Catholic, but the Catholic Church has also got some weird rules about marriage. If you want to be married in a Catholic church,
you got to
convert. No, you actually, yeah, exactly. If you want to get married in a Catholic church and one person isn't Catholic, you have to actually sign paperwork saying you raised any children Catholic. I'm not even kidding you. Catholic church is still kind of ruthless, but they're not as bad as they used to be back in the day. I don't like this Pope.
Same here.
He actually said something recently that he's glad that people are calling out these pedophiles in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, because his back is against the wall now.
Well, we've been talking about this actually for years now. Many years, haven't we? Because this isn't going away, apparently.
Dude, we thought it was.
Yeah, exactly. We thought it went away.
I really contemplated fucking raising my kids with like the Orthodox Greek Catholic.
Greek? Mm-hmm. You ever heard of doing the Greek?
No.
Okay, that means butt sex.
Okay, cool. I'm not into that, but okay.
The Greeks were actually the first people to start raping young boys and making it a popular thing. I'm not even kidding you. Actually, that's why they call it doing the Greek. Yeah, they used to have young slave boys that they just butt raped all the time.
All right. Well, let's talk
about the wealthy, Biden. The senators, anyway, you know.
Let's talk about Biden.
They just have the Catholic Church.
It is part of the Catholic Church. So that's our segue.
He is Catholic, isn't he?
And the Pope said Pelosi communion.
Say with Nancy Pelosi.
Well, Pelosi's not the president, though.
No, but she's the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, she's not Catholic either, though.
She is Catholic.
Okay, and she supports abortion, so she's not Catholic.
Same with Joe Biden.
So Biden came out and called Satchel Paige the greatest Negro.
I know the name Satchel Paige. I know the name, but I don't know why I know it. The Brian's like, oh crap, I gotta click on this now.
I gotta get the cat out of my way.
I see. That's a lot of pussy. That's a big pussy.
He was sleeping for the longest time, and now he's awake.
That was a zoom in on a cat's asshole.
Brian, leave your pussy alone.
Yeah, oh. I don't remember this Satchel Paige. Honoring former U.S. ambassador to Hungary. Huh?
I think it's part of his Veterans Day speech.
Yeah, Blinken. Blinken? No. What the fuck?
No, Biden.
Well, Biden was honoring former U.S. ambassador to Hungary, Donald Blinken, and Army veteran former Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. Ugh. Before he launched, he launched into a story about Paige,
okay,
who played in the so-called Negro Leagues before moving to... Oh.
He's a baseball player.
This is actually sounding less racist the more I read. He's talking about the Negro Leagues. I'm going to be fair here. He's talking about Negro Leagues and MLB before Jackie Robinson.
Uh-huh.
And granted, calling the man Negro was probably not. This is the word. This is the term Jackie Robinson right there. May not have been the best term to use, but it was probably the appropriate term. But you're not allowed to. Well, the Democrats will forgive it for the exact logic I just used, won't they?
Right.
But had Trump said the same thing, it would have been absolute racism.
Double standard.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so wealthy Americans may get a tax cut 10 times bigger than middle class family in the new Biden social spending bill.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, no, it was something about it was just tax cuts. And the Democrats always say the Republicans target the wealthy to get the tax cuts. Trump actually had the biggest tax cut for the middle class that we've ever seen in the history of the country.
And the Democrats are trying to get rid of it.
They already did. But they made it a point of saying that this is for the wealthy as they go and pass this. It has something to do with your house, like appreciating in value or something, doesn't it? Much bigger, better hiring of middle earners, blah, blah. Rich families, $1.75 trillion, blah, 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 blah. Salt. Yeah, salt cap.
And they're trying to eliminate the salt, which was the thing that eliminated the federal tax deduction on what you paid to states for their income taxes. Like New York.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Which made actually
have these huge income taxes that you used to be able to write off on your federal taxes, and Trump got rid of that. Lowered it down to $10,000.
That's all he could have done. I agree with this because if you could just write off your state taxes, which is what we were doing, I'm glad you got to it before I did. You used to be able to write off your state taxes on federal taxes and not pay federal tax.
Right.
So all you needed was a high tax state like California or Massachusetts. And all of a sudden you're paying very little minimum tax, federal tax. But Florida, that has no state tax, gets nailed to the nuts on federal tax. So why? Just because California and Massachusetts decide to tax the piss out of their people, why do they get a free ride of federal tax?
Exactly.
Why does Florida... And North Carolina, I believe, is zero income tax for state, maybe. I don't know. There's a handful of them. Zero income.
Wyoming, and Oklahoma, and Florida.
Oh, there you go. And there's a couple that have no property tax, too. They make all the money in tourism. Like I think Alaska and Hawaii have no property tax.
They make their money off of oil.
Well, they're not. Alaska's not making any money off of oil because Biden made it illegal. We were energy independent under Trump.
Yes, we were.
Now all of a sudden we're trying to find gasoline.
We're begging OPEC to give us more gas.
OPEC, what? This is what drives me nuts, is that we're blaming OPEC. This is literally what the administration is doing, is blaming OPEC for the amount of oil available. Granted, they could make more oil available, but their system is based off the petrol dollar, which is the U.S. dollar.
We're trying to go green. We're trying to get rid of oil. We're trying to get rid of coal.
That'd be great. Number five, Michigan's shutting down too.
That'd be great, but California saying you're not allowed to burn gasoline anymore at a certain point.
Yeah.
So how the hell am I supposed to get to work? You know what I mean? Or cut my grass? If we could run on solar, we'd be doing it already. And you know that because someone could make money doing it. And they would have done it. I'm all about clean energy. I really am. That's why I like natural gas. They're both gone. I'm here by myself talking to the wall.
I'm back. I just got a beer.
Oh, okay. Your video feed sucks, dude.
I know. I was trying to correct it, but you guys stopped like, no, it's fine. Like, we can hear you. Like, okay. I'm the visible man now. Oh, I'm back. Brian's back.
Oh, you're talking about this Aaron Rodgers thing I did.
And now you're the biggest hike in Medicare premiums coincides with the biggest hike in COLA raises for Social Security and military retirees.
Well, they said that this inflation is a good thing because it means we get paid more.
Yeah, but we got to spend more on everything else.
And the raise in wages didn't coincide with the raise in cost. So I meant you could say it as the dollar won't buy me as much, but you could also say as an hour of my work isn't worth as much as it used to be.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Well, that's the way people need to think about it. It's like I need to work more hours to bring in the same supplies.
You don't see it that way.
Well, people are pissed, their butt hurt, but they don't know who to point the finger at.
Right.
They don't understand what's going on. And we've been talking about this for 18 months, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, minimum.
It's like, this is what's going to happen. And this is how it's going to happen. This is why it's going to happen.
Uh-huh. You cannot keep printing money.
And
maybe that's why we're getting...
They're pushing through... The Democrats are pushing through right now the bipartisan infrastructure bill of $1.2 trillion is not going to help inflation. And the other one they're trying to push through for $3 trillion ain't going to help inflation either. It's only going to make it worse.
Just well, I think it's funny that they keep saying that there's only two people standing in their way. And they're talking about Kyrsten Sinema and...
Manchin.
But it's them and 50 other people.
So the majority now.
Well, Manchin knows where he represents. He's West Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Coal mine.
Coal state.
Yeah. He knows he's lucky to be elected as a Democrat in that state.
Definitely.
And he knows that if he goes and says, F my constituents, he's not going to be in office.
Get reelected.
That's why I keep thinking about running for these local offices, but I really don't want to be a politician. Someone's got to do something, though. You know what I mean?
So,
and if not me, who?
Our COLA raise for Social Security and military retirements is 5.9%.
Woo! That's huge.
The problem here is Medicare Part B premiums are going to increase by 14.5%.
Yeah, more than double, or about double, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. Everybody that's on Medicare, their raises are going to be eaten up and then some by inflation.
I drank my beer. No, exactly. That's what I
said. You're only allowed to have one.
Yes. Yeah. Piss off, YouTube.
We're already kicked off anyway, so.
Oh, not yet, but we will be. I've gotten a warning, which I actually got my warning cleared.
Okay.
Cool.
We're back to strike one.
Yeah. Strike zero.
No, I got removed. Actually, I didn't even get a strike. I got a warning. I got removed because I said, because basically, we didn't like what you said. So, you know, remove it. Remove the part that offends us. And I sent back, I was like, well, tell me what part offends you so much. So at least I know what we're talking about. You other guys making the accusation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My warning just disappeared. It was because I quoted the CDC and they didn't like it.
You got it. Yeah, if you're quoting the CDC, that, I mean, you're quoting the CDC.
But it was misinformation because I was quoting the CDC. It was about child infection rates, or not infection rates, how sick kids get, like young kids.
They don't get that sick.
That's what's frustrating, is the flu actually kills children.
Right.
A lot. Every year. And don't get me wrong, COVID's nasty. It kills a lot of people. Well, we just had 900,000 in the United States, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe 700,000.
Right. Is that your cat?
That was my kid. Well, one of my kitty cats. He thinks he's getting soft food.
Okay. So, hey, since you
typically, I'm pretty good. You guys don't pick up those background noises.
You swear back into COVID. Perfect time. Because. Yeah. The effectiveness of 2 out of 3 COVID vaccines used in the U.S. drops by 50% after 6 months.
Yeah.
Is anybody shocked by this?
I'm about to try a beer I haven't had before.
A pumpkin head?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I've never had a pumpkin head. No, this is actually it's a Finback.
Oh. I was drinking Finback last weekend.
Oh, where were you? Well, you were down south, weren't you?
I was Pensacola. At Sean and Katie household, and they had a special shipment shipped down to the state.
Well, I got a Crispy Town Pilsner.
I had one of their Pilsners. It was pretty good. Most of their beers are good, but
I haven't liked most of them.
They're big on the fruity beers and the sours.
And the IPAs. Yeah, the sours, exactly, the sours. I just want a beer that I can just drink. I don't want it to be dessert beer or an event. You know what I mean?
I think you'll like the Pilsner.
Let's do a review.
All right.
It smells like a European Pilsner, which means I'm going to have a headache in 25 minutes. Oh, you know exactly what I'm talking about, too, don't you? Oh. Oh, that's bitter. It Odie.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not talking trash against the company, and they're not paying us. I'm just tasting their beer and talking about it, so I don't feel bad. I understand why a lot of people would like this, but this is not my beer. I'm going to drink it anyway, though, because it's a lot bigger than your typical beer.
It's the same size, isn't it? It's not 12 ounces?
No, there's no way that's 12 ounces.
It's a pint. 16 ounces.
Yeah, it's got to be a pint. One pint.
Ow.
Yeah, you hit the kitty.
Ow.
I'm drinking it.
I'm usually really good about filtering that out. Kitty must be super excited. He wants his soft food.
So he American consumers haven't felt this bad about the economy in a decade.
Yeah.
I wonder what changed.
Yeah, I know exactly, right?
I don't know. Like, everything was going normal.
Have you bought beef lately?
No, my wife does it. So she told me, like, hey.
No, exactly. Your wife's in charge of buying dinner, right?
It's getting expensive.
Yeah, and she's not buying beef, period. Because she said, what the hell, right?
Oh, we stocking right now. We stocking.
You buy a freezer? Cow.
No, I'm buying like a lot of canned foods and rice and beans.
Oh.
Dry rice and beans.
I'm pretty sure I started the episode out with this.
Mm-hmm.
Want to split a cow?
Yeah, exactly. Split a cow.
I don't got a freezer. I wish I had a freezer.
You can buy a mini freezer cheap enough.
I know, but I
hold a third of a cow.
I may have to like clear out some shelves in here, but I don't know where to else to put it if I get a freezer.
I'm just saying that.
Don't have to freeze it. You could get a cow and can it, and then you'd have more canned cow.
I don't know about that, man. How's that?
Do you have a cannery?
I got a pressure cooker. We can can cow.
I don't know about canning a cow.
Pickle it. Well, my sister did this a while ago. She bought a half a cow.
Yeah, right? You can buy like,
yeah, and she got a ton of. Problem is, once you freeze ground beef, you gotta use
it once it's unfrozen.
Well, it's no good for burgers once you freeze it. Mm. It doesn't stick together right.
Yeah. No, but you can get like
add
a
egg to it.
Huh?
Add some egg to it.
Oh, that actually doesn't sound terrible, but.
Actually cook the egg on top of it. Scramble the egg into the meat and ground
You gotta try the wife's cheeseburger, dude. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's so good. She mixes it all. The cheese, she doesn't put a slice of cheese on the cheeseburger. When you cook the burger, the cheese oozes out from the inside of the burger.
Mm.
Oh my god, it's so good. It's so good.
A franchise going on.
I keep saying that, like, she's got enough recipes that are like, what the hell? This is amazing. That we could open a restaurant.
Yeah, but it's like, not right now with everything going on.
Exactly. Well, that's definitely not gonna help.
Oh yeah.
But her baklava, dude. Oh my god, it's the best I've ever had. And I've been to Greece.
If you're gonna run a restaurant, I think the best thing is a food truck with this current times.
Yeah, but this is not the area for a food truck. There's a handful of them that are doing all right, but this is not a food truck kind of area. This is a small town.
Mm.
Everyone owns an acre. Mm. So it's not like driving through the city and parking on the side of the road. Take your
food truck to the brewery.
Huh?
Take your food truck to the brewery.
Or the dispensary.
You know what I see around here?
He's like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. You know what I've seen around here? Like, Brian would testify to this. That's a posted picture. Like, people would drive the vehicles to the where the building houses and sell food to the construction workers. And I happened to catch a lady selling that shit. Like, oh, shit, let me get some food. It was fucking delicious, man.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm telling you, my wife is one of the greatest chefs I've ever met. And she's good at cooking, but her baking is out of this world. She makes this apple pie. Oh my goodness. But she's getting ready to actually start a competition within the family with a bake off every year. Which I'd be excited. I thought
the family wasn't gonna do it.
I think they will. If she sends out an invite, I think they'll do it. Like, we do a chili cook-off.
All right, guys. I got to call it a night. I'll talk to you guys.
Oh, it's
later.
Early, dude.
I'm tired. I'm beat.
I say it's early. It's been 2 hours.
Yeah.
Been over 2 hours.
Guys.
Well, we started late, too.
Yeah, sorry for being late. I just...
All right. Well, let's... I don't know how much more of this we got to go through, actually. Some of this is kind of garbage, but... Ray can't seem to figure out how to leave the group.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You figured it out.
Oh, yeah, it's right. We were just talking about the inflation.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no relief in sight. And this is what the Federal Reserve is saying. And they're the ones that actually print the money.
Yeah.
Invest. Invest in something that you think is going to be worth something and do it now. I actually bought a bunch of Dogecoin recently. I say a bunch. I spent like $50 maybe.
Okay.
Well, I got Bitcoin. I got Ethereum. I got Dogecoin. Not Bitcoin Lite. Whatever the other one is.
Uh-huh.
The other big one. And I'm making money on them. And believe it or not, actually, I wish Ray was here for this. I've been making money. Net worth. On silver
mines. Unrealized capital gain.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And again, this is, I want to bring this up again. Unrealized capital gains means I own a piece of a company and the company went up in value. So therefore, I have more value in the piece of the company I own. To tax me on that is to say I have to sell that piece of that company to pay the tax for owning that piece of company.
Right.
But yeah, silver mines have been doing pretty good for me lately. It's actually moving faster than silver is lately, which is really weird.
Hmm.
I'm sure it'll balance out. It always corrects itself. Wow, that's a really hoppy lager. The whole point of hoppy pilsner. The whole point of pilsner is not to be hoppy. Yeah. It's not terrible, though. If someone handed me one again, I would not turn it away. I just wouldn't buy it. And since we don't get paid by anyone, I'm allowed to review this crap.
Right.
Hey, by the way. Pardon me. I actually know we actually have a couple loyal listeners now, which is even crazier. By the way, I did not get a single email when I put my email out there.
I told you you wouldn't.
Anyone who is interested, though, throwing a little bit of money at helping us, just shoot us an email. We'll figure it out. We can take donations. And realistically, it is probably going to help pay for technology in terms of hardware. So I'll have a really good connection, really good sound, right?
Yeah.
It may be storage space. Not that I expect anyone to give us any money, but if you're interested, shoot us an email. We can accept a donation. I'm looking to make some t-shirts that maybe, you know, we can sell 3 or 4 of them. I'm willing to chalk up what I spend as a loss and put all the anything sold into the show.
So I started sharing out the audio feed more.
Yeah.
We had on the last episode, we had 8 downloads in the United States and 2 in Ireland.
Ireland? I wonder what brought that States, up.
This is, and you know, I know that's weird. I haven't figured it out. I'm not going to try to. But here are the states that are listening for in the United States. California, we got 2 downloads. Massachusetts, we got 2 downloads. Michigan, we have 1 download. And unknown, we have 3.
How do you know what unknown means?
They're probably coming in under like a torrent site or something like that.
They just don't have their state listed on their profile.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, I actually get more listens on Rumble than that.
Well, we can stop the audio feed.
No, actually, I've said several times, I prefer the audio show, and that's what I want people to listen to. Like, why do you want to look at Brian and I drink beer?
It's not that appealing.
Yeah, yeah, we're not that pretty. I look like a retired lumberjack. Come on.
You got your flannel out. Yes.
Oh, I'm in Massachusetts. I don't think you understand. This is actually still fashion here.
I know, but you said it wasn't that cold yet.
It's wicked thin. It's really thin. It's if you hold it up to the light, you can see through it. It's like 55 degrees out. This is thin enough that I can go outside and take a piss without getting cold, but not be hot in the house.
So we want to talk anything more about inflation?
It's not going away. Somewhere I read that they're saying expect at least 3 more months of rising inflation.
If the Democrats keep spending money like their prostitutes, they're like sailors in a whorehouse, it'll be more than 3 months.
Spending money like sailors in a whorehouse. That was pretty good, dude.
I think it's got to be the title of the show.
That's a long title. I don't think it'll fit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry. The wife just walked out of the bedroom, passed it. She stopped to say it smells like a bag of farts in there as she walks out. She's been in there for like 2 hours by herself. And she does this. Yup. She's like, oh, the dog's there too. A bag of farts. I've always loved that one. It smells like a bag of farts in here. All right. Okay. Jeez, we didn't even get to the Steele dossier.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. So someone got arrested, right?
Yeah. The Russian guy, Dachenko. He got indicted. I don't know if he got actually arrested yet.
So he's the guy that the Clintons were actually paying to make stories up.
Yes. And he lied to the FBI. He got he's getting indicted for lying to the FBI.
Yeah. So the Clintons paid this guy to make up stories, and he's going to be the fall man. So there's your Russian collusion.
Right.
Well, Hillary Clinton, how many times has she mentioned Saul Alinsky?
A lot. All the time.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he was, he's a bad dude. I forgot what the hell we were talking about. Brian P. so much. He's got a prostate the size of a softball. Which, in case you don't know how prostates work, that ain't good. We're talking about the guy that the Clintons paid to, the Clintons paid Steele, right?
Yes. And Steele got Dachenko to like say stuff about, in the dossier.
Yeah, that absolutely proved to be not true. By the way, isn't Steele some British spook?
He used to be. He was disavowed by the British.
By the way, actually, I spoke to the wife about this the other day, and when she comes back downstairs, I'm going to have her speak about this.
All right.
No, we were certain there was a spook house across the street in the house over. No, they have like 15 security cameras on that house, and there's been no one there for like a year. But you look inside, there's this vase with like plastic flowers in it on a kitchen table, and that's it. That's all you can see. Through the curtains, and we're like, oh my god, that's like some kind of like spook safe house.
Yeah, safe house. Yeah, okay.
That's what we were thinking. There was an open house today to try to sell the place.
Okay. Somebody died. We've been
saying this for years. Like, this is some kind of like I keep saying spook. Like I'm no agenda.
You gotta spot the spook.
You gotta spot the. Spot the spook. No, but it's like some kind of like CIA safe house. It's what it seemed like with all these security cameras. No one was ever there except for like a couple weeks at a time. And they're not good security cameras. The big obvious ones with like a red light on them. Dude, seriously, if you want security cameras, buy baby monitors. No, they're like $25 a piece. You can access them from your cell phone. And you can set them up any way you want. You can have as many as you want. This is way cheaper than the garbage they're selling you from Infinity. Was Infinity the home security place?
ADT?
Yeah, whoever the home security place was, like these Ring security things and like baby monitors are better now.
Okay.
And they cost less. Anyway, Brian Williams.
Oh, we're getting there?
I guess so. He's the one who landed on the moon and reported from the moon, right?
No.
Live from the moon.
You're gonna get Durham?
Huh?
Adam Schiff? Okay.
No, where are we? I don't know.
Spent undermining Durham, Adam Schiff now endorses his prosecutions.
Light Adam Schiff on fire.
Well, Adam Schiff just got burned big time in a View interview. He thought he's going to the View and he's going to get this nice, soft, cushy interview. And the host of the show asked him some hard-hitting questions that he couldn't answer.
Well, do you have an example of a question they asked?
Not off the top of my head. I'm drunk now.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, that happens on this show. It was funny. It's actually my first beer. Usually, I start at like 10 a.m. And it was even craziest. My accent's come out real thick. I think I'm actually at that point before I'm actually starting to sound like I'm from Maine. I started drinking when we started recording.
That's crazy.
That's not true. Only 20 minutes before. I had three quarters of a beer before I hit record. And usually I've had a 12 pack. Keep me on track. What's up?
All right. So
the YouTube thing we've already done.
I'm on the NewYorkPost.com now. And it says Adam Schiff flubs. Dismissed. The interview with The View says Trump incited erection.
Yeah, I saw that. He cited an erection. I mean, insurrection. Whatever. I don't give a shit about that.
That's not what I was looking for.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, Williams is retiring, right?
Yes. No, he's not retiring. He's leaving MSNBC. He's already in talks with other networks to move to them. And let's reflect on Brian Williams for a moment.
He's always been caught absolutely making shit up, right?
Yes. He used to be the NBC nightly news anchor. He was like the number one guy on NBC News.
Was he the one with the gray hair and the glasses and he always wore like a blue jacket?
No.
No?
He's a fairly young guy. But he got caught making shit fair. Up.
Didn't he have like 30 years with him?
Yeah. 28 years between the two networks. So he got demoted to MSNBC and now he's realized MSNBC sucks. And now he's in talks with other networks.
Like CNN or like...
probably.
Like Daily Wire.
Probably CNN.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe Fox News.
Maybe. I was surprised to see Shepard Scott, whatever his name is.
Yeah, he left.
I was surprised to see him leave, honestly.
Well, he's got his all brand new show, hard hitting on the No Name Network that I can't think of right now.
Yeah, I was just he was like the actual journalist, like that. Sorry. I think he's a real journalist that wants to do real journalism, but he doesn't because he doesn't know how.
Right.
Like John Stossel. John Stossel does some investigative journalism, but he doesn't have the budget to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why he left what he was doing. He's like, this is all garbage, and started doing it on his own. And he's doing pretty good on his own, actually. Just like Project Veritas.
The thing about new media, you know, podcasts, YouTube, you know, all these different Rumble, all these different networks are coming out, and they're really opening it up for people.
You get your news anywhere.
To get news anywhere, to make money anywhere, you know. We're working on it still, but you
what's
know.
Wrong with that, though?
Nothing. I love it. I think it's great.
Like, how great it would be if we actually, if one day we actually got paid for this. Like, we got one donation once, remember?
Yeah.
$100 way back in the day.
Yeah.
By the way, I keep clicking the same shit. There's a way I can actually monetize the show on Rumble. We have to have enough people click the Rumble button, which we're not going to see. But I keep hitting the wrong way to publish this. I've only done it the right way a couple of times. But I can publish it through Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble at the same time through Rumble.
Huh. Well, I mean, the audio version is already going to Facebook. So, but if you want to put the video version up too, that's cool.
I usually try to bring it up after the fact, but I don't want to overcast it. Because like I said, I want people to listen to it, not watch it. By the way, Red Wave. The Red Wave, okay. I asked you about last week.
Yeah.
And I said, would you recognize this as a Red Wave? It was a sound wave.
Right.
And I thought it was really cool. But I was like, I've made many jokes on this show before in terms of icons or thumbnails that other people didn't get, like the dirty tranny, you know? No one else seems to get the greasy transmission joke. It's just me.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to get listeners by putting out jokes that only I get. That's why I ran that Red Wave patch. Would you recognize this as a Red Wave? You're like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, the one I actually ended up using that I showed you, you know, I spent like 15 minutes like editing the colors in Photoshop and stuff.
Okay.
Like I put a black background in there versus white, and it was just, and the whole thing was, is this the new coming Red Wave? You know?
Yeah.
I think there is a Red Wave coming, though. I think, I think moms are pissed.
We definitely started it in Virginia.
You're going to go pee again?
Yes. It's all about the parents.
All right, well, we brought this up earlier, but I'm going to bring it up again. YouTube is removing the dislike count. You can still dislike, and me, the creator, can see it, but no one else does. And this thing is protecting people like me from dislike campaigns, which haven't really happened in, like, a decade. Like, for real. But small channels is what they were referring to. Really don't get dislike campaigns. No one comes here to mass hate our show because realistically we get up to maybe 50 listeners a week, Bri.
Yep.
Depending on how good we do. Depending on actually, we're doing pretty good on the live show, aren't we? Apparently.
Yeah.
This is why I say we should do this. It's, you know, somewhat on time. And I don't know, people will click on it.
Right.
One more way for people to find us. How's that?
Yeah.
And I also shared this out in two different groups since we started.
Cool.
But yeah, they're removing the dislike counts, like it's protecting us. for being, you know, disliked so much to embarrass us because someone's hateful. It's not you and I getting 1,000 dislikes because no one gives a shit what we're saying.
No.
It's these woke social justice warriors. They get like 900 likes and 10,000 dislikes that they're protecting.
Mm-hmm. But who are they going to really protect? Because if the creator can already see the dislikes, you know?
Well, that's exactly what I was bringing up was you're not protecting their feelings. You're protecting the other people from seeing that they didn't like it too.
Okay.
So maybe I should like this. You know, I don't know. That's kind of what society has been lately, is the ad populum fallacy. This is what everyone else does, so it must be right.
But that's not the case, you know. Just because everybody agrees with it doesn't make it right, you know.
Well, yeah, everyone used to think the Earth was flat. Didn't make it right. Not just that, modern science told us the Earth was flat. You know?
And people that have been on a boat and travel around the world on the boat realize the world is round.
Yeah, you can see the horizon on a ship. What's even crazier is you're chasing the setting sun. Have you ever done that? And sunset, instead of taking like 4 minutes, takes like 2 hours. That's always cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I honestly miss being at sea. Never thought I would have said that, huh?
I do too. The sailboat helps a little bit, but it's not the same.
Well, I don't know what you did as a photographer on deployment.
I did a lot.
I'm sure you were busy. Actually, I am absolutely certain you were busy. Trust me, I worked harder than you on deployment. Again, I was repair division though. I was the welder. I carried around 200 pounds of gear on my back to go do my job. You know? The United States Navy does not take care of their vessels. Therefore, the enlisted has to take up a lot of the slack to make sure the ship works properly. And I'm putting it out right here. It's inappropriate how much we expected enlisted sailors to make something engineered by someone with a master's or a PhD. And they're supposed to figure this shit out on the seat of their pants as they're at sea. That's insane to me. You're expecting these people to be fucking engineers in the middle of the ocean or everyone dies. Sorry. Move on. I don't give a shit about talking about Brittany. We brought this up.
We got the Texas law. People want to declare it unconstitutional.
Why?
Because they're restricting the right to a woman's choice to have an abortion.
So it's unconstitutional. Is what
they're saying? I haven't heard anybody say that, but they're are saying it by saying, "Hey, it violates Roe versus Wade."
Roe versus Wade is in the Constitution.
Nope.
Roe versus Wade says that you are not. Check this out. This goes right along with the vaccine shit.
Yep.
Look this shit up, people. Roe versus Wade says that your doctor does not have to disclose the medical procedure that just happened. Even if it's illegal.
And I know time. I have said this over and over again on this show that this is a state's rights issue. If a state wants to restrict abortions, that's their right to do so. This is not a national issue. It's not been voted on in a national election.
You sound like a libertarian.
Sorry.
You sound like a libertarian. You're saying states are supposed to choose this. And not just that, the counties within the states and the cities and towns within those counties.
Anything that's not literally spelled out in the Constitution, it's a state's rights issue.
And should be always be at the lowest level possible, right? Just like we did in the Navy. Handle the lowest level possible, right? Mm-hmm. Why get chief involved if we don't have to?
Exactly.
Like, do we really have to wake up seeing chief? Like, I don't want to wake up the seeing chief.
Let's hope we don't have to wake up the Divo.
Oh my! If you wake up Divo, you're fucked. someone's getting busted down. What was it? Half month's pay times two.
Yeah, 45-45.
Yeah, 45-45. Yo, it's 45 days restriction, 45 days extra duty. Half month's pay reduction by two.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I had to literally work twice as much.
That actually happened.
And I got paid half as much.
It happened to me.
Oh, you got a 45-45 half month. Oh.
Yeah, and reduction in rate.
Oh, you got busted down too?
Yeah.
I had the choice once. I can do 45 half months times two or 3 days in the break bread and water.
You did bread water.
Oh my God, yeah. I saw that as 3 days not working. And see, right? And I'm gonna get paid just as much. Like, I had 3 days not working at sea as the only qualified welder.
Were you allowed to sleep during those 3 days in bread and water?
Eight hours a day.
Okay, well, that's more than you were getting normally. So,
yeah, actually, more than I was at sea. Yeah, honestly, it really was. I was allowed to stand at attention or sit at attention, which was the first time I was introduced to sitting at attention.
Never heard of it.
Neither had I. Only time I've ever heard of it. But you can picture it, can't you?
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't just lay down in a lounge. I was like, fuck you, I'm in jail. Yeah, they assured me I was wrong. They so won.
A desperate Afghan father said he sold his 9-year-old daughter for $2,200 to buy food for his other kids.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's like pictures and video. Yeah, he literally sold one of his daughters so he could feed the rest of his family.
Taliban's not providing food.
What's that?
Taliban's not providing food.
Like, apparently he doesn't do that kind of stuff, but I feel so bad this man had to sell a child. And I still can't believe he did, honestly. But I understand why. You know, he might have three others that he needs to feed, but at the same time, you just sold your child to be a sex slave.
Yeah, that's where they're going.
I still don't understand how this whole selling your children thing happens. It's like, why didn't you just steal them? If you're gonna be this criminal, why are you just steal your sex slaves? You know what I mean?
I mean,
like, my kidnapping's that much worse.
It's easier than stealing.
People, yeah, but how much
you your child?
How much do you get for selling a child into sex slavery?
Apparently, $2,200.
$20,000?
$2,200. Yes.
Just pimp her out yourself and make more money.
You would, but how would your conscience, how would you be able to live with that conscience?
Versus selling your child into sex slavery, at least if you did it yourself, maybe you could pay your bills and stop. You know? You should check your prostate.
Yeah, well, I don't have a bottle underneath me.
My bottles are full. Anyway, I think there's only the one topic left that we brought this up a while ago. Brian might be able to hear me, but we brought this up a while ago about this new pot that's out there is actually like super, super potent. It's not the pot that your dad or granddad smoked at Woodstock at all. And it's actually causing heart attacks in some cases. Now, granted, it's a very small minority, less than 1%. But people actually like having serious reactions to marijuana now. That used to not be an issue at all. But again, it's not the pot that your father or your grandfather smoked at Woodstock.
You're addicted to marijuana?
Not addicted. But the pot I'm smoking is not the same pot that my father smoked.
Hell no.
In the 70s. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I'm getting way more active ingredients.
Yeah.
It's a different drug, different medicine, whatever you want to call it, than used to be. It really is. I'm surprised it took so long for this horticultural thing to take over the marijuana field. Look what we're doing with bell peppers and potatoes and apples, right?
Right.
I'm amazed it took us this long to do it to pot. Like, for example, you know, if you buy an apple, like just say Honey Crisp apple at the store, and you eat the apple, and you like apples, right?
Uh-huh.
You know Honey Crisp?
Yeah.
All right. If you plant the seed out of that apple, you know that it's not going to grow Honeycrisp apples, right?
No.
Well, it's half Honeycrisp and half whatever the hell inseminated it, fertilized it.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to go off on a tangent out of nowhere. Everyone's talking about global warming. They're pissed off all the time. It's everyone's fault. It's everyone's fault except for mine. Well, have you planted an apple tree?
No.
Not you, but I'm just saying in general. Right there, that's food that shows up out of nowhere. And it filters the air. Let's plant fruit trees in our yards. Depending on where you live, there's probably enough crab apples in the United States to fertilize your apple trees, that you're going to get apples. Now, the best part is your apples aren't going to be half crab apple. They're going to be the apples of whatever you planted. The seeds will be half crab apple. That's why you don't plant the seeds out of apples.
Oh, okay.
Yep, fertilization, right?
Okay.
So what you do is you buy a rootstock that's, you know, Golden Delicious or Honey Crisp or whatever it is you like. Then you grow your apples. But I bought a specific tree up here to plant because I knew it was a universal pollinator that basically pollinate every apple tree there is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that the local native crab apple trees will do the same thing for free. Now, luckily, my universal pollinator was a Golden Delicious. It's one of my favorite apples. But plant a tree. Eat the fruit. You know? Yeah. Clean the air. Don't complain that everyone's driving cars around as you drive your car around. Plant a fucking tree. Do something. You know?
Yeah.
It's not that much work to plant an apple tree. Just one. And go full-size apple tree if you want. You don't have to go dwarf. Go a giant tree that gets 30 feet tall. That's a ton of apples that are going to fall down. Deer are going to eat them. You know? You're going to help the environment versus complaining, Greta. Sorry, I still think she should share some of those extra chromosomes. That was my rant.
All right.
Is that the end of the show?
I think it might be.
It was. That was like 3 hours.
Has it been? Yeah, it's been basically 3 hours.
Right, well, shoot me whatever link it is I need and the password again.
All right.
Is it going to be the same password every time or is it different every time?
I have no idea.
So you get a password each time?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's new every time.
Probably.
All right, shoot me that info so I can download this shit too.
Okay.
All right, man. Hey, that was episode 65 of the second season.
Uh-huh.
Anyone still listening? We've been doing this for about a decade.
Oh, yeah.
On and off. And we're actually getting people to listen to us now, which is cool.
Should we have Ron back on the show soon?
I can give him a I can contact him and see if he's interested. But realistically, if we have him on, he's going to want to talk about what's going on in Australia and that entire country's on fire.
I think it's a good thing to talk about.
I do, too, so it doesn't happen here. All right. Well,
We may do two shows that week again, you know.
Well, we've done it before.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is 65. Hope you guys had fun. Come back in a week or so. And we'll do it again. Peace out.
Out.